Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a clip. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey, happy new year. What's going on? It's the Mayor in the building, man. TQ Palace Radio, After Further Review. We at it again, man. 2014 season. We're in the building, man. First things first, man. Shout out to you, man. Hope everything was cool over the holidays. You did what you had to do. You got what you wanted. You wanted what you got. Give yourself a round of applause for being around, making it to 2014. All right. That's what it is. Shout out to the big homie Rich, CEO, holding it down. Miss Lavina behind the boards and all of that. Hype and charge, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. We got 2 hours. We doing the damn thing. We back in the building one more again. So tell a phone or tell a friend. Tell somebody that the Mayor's in the building. Before we get started, man, I just wanted to say real quick, yo, that I'm not really that dude that puts his every day and every waking moment on Facebook or Twitter or stuff like that. That's still part of me dealing, being an analog dude in a digital world. So I say all that to say, yo, I was going through some, you know, health issues, man, dealing with some stuff. And even with that show that we did, After Further Review, the last show that we did of the year, man, I was going through it, man. So to all my brothers out there, all my Mandingo warriors and all of that, make sure you go to the doctor, man. Get yourself checked out, man. It's only going to, you know, make the world a better place for everybody and for you and everybody around you that loves you and all that. Just had to deal with a little, you know, high blood pressure issues, man. It's all good. it is what it is, man. You know, we have to deal with our own mortality all the time. And it is what it is. Do that. All right? That's a PSA from the Mayor, man. You might not get any more of those, man, until 2020. We're in the building, man. I just want to say that, man. Salute to the listeners, man. Salute to GQ Palace all day. You know, I'm feeling a lot better, man. I'm back, hype and charged, ready to get it popping. So let's get it popping without further ado. 646-200-3838 is the master call. Press 1 if you want to get on the air. You know, we do it like double dutch, man. You know what I mean? You press all the digits, man, and then you press 1 and get in, and let's get it popping. So we're going to set it off, man. NFL playoffs, man. Wow, what can you say? Some people showed up and some people didn't. Quick score check update. You know, the Indianapolis Colts, man, did what they had to do. They was down 38-10. I was watching that game, and you know, when the score was 38-10, I wasn't even worried about it. You know, for some reason, I wasn't worried about it when the score was 38-10 at halftime. You know, and the Colts ended up winning that game 45-44. If you remember from going back to the NFL preview, the Indianapolis Colts was my Super Bowl pick. I picked the Indianapolis Colts and the Dallas Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl. We don't got to worry about the Cowboys, right? But the Colts are still in the building. Everything's everything. Other playoff games, man, the other AFC game, Andy Dalton, man, he kind of let the air out of the balloon. But we're going to get into that because I got a problem with Stephen A. Smith, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. The San Diego Chargers, again, they came on the road, and they handled their business. I think, you know, the Chargers may be for real. But we'll find out next week, though. But I think it was more of a case of the Bengals giving it away. You know, Andy Dalton, you know, throwing the ball 50 times, you know, crucial interceptions, crucial fumbles, a crucial fumble by the rookie Giovanni Bernard, you know what I mean? Kind of like took the air out of the balloon for the Bengals. So in the other AFC game, San Diego over Cincinnati, 27-10. Over on the NFC side, you know what I mean? You had T should be in the building. I'm expecting a call from her because I'm going to give her the business. New Orleans went on the road. They went up to Philly, and they handled their business. All the talk about, you know, the Saints are 0-8. They never won a playoff game on the road, and they don't like to play in the cold, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That was just a whole bunch of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Because, to me, the Saints played a little bit less under what I expected them to play, and the Eagles played about to the level that I expected them to play. Okay? Nick Foles, different atmosphere when it's the playoffs. Very, very different animal. You know what I mean? Nick Foles had a good game, 23-33, 195, two touchdowns. Very good game. But I just think that, you know, that first, when the game first started, I think if the Eagles would have jumped out in front and took a nice little lead, then I think it would have been better for them. But the Saints had them right where they wanted. At halftime, it was 7-6 Eagles. So the Saints were right where they needed to be. And Drew Brees and company handled their business, and they won 26-24 over Philadelphia. In the other NFC playoff game, you had the San Francisco 49ers playing against the Green Bay Packers. San Francisco handled their business, you know, and I think they played a great ball game. It came down to the end like those games usually do, you know. But, again, you know, the Niners did what they had to do, survive one on the road to live another day. Shout out to the Green Bay Packers, man, for a nice season. Aaron Rodgers is out basically half the season. They still made the playoffs. So, you know, shout out to them for doing what they did. But the 49ers moved on 23-20 over the Packers, man. You in the building, man. You listening to the mayor right now after further review, GQ Palace Radio. First show for 2014, live and direct, hype and charge. We're in the building, ready to rock out. So let's get it popping. you know what it is, man. All right, that's what it is. I like that. let me give a shout out to the co-host, man, the other host, man. You know what I mean? Family Lamb and all that, man. GQ Palace. You know, the divas in the building. You know what I mean? Miss Rachel, Miss Andy, Miss T, rock out. Chicky Chick does his thing right after them on the comedy note on Wednesdays, man. Thursdays, Happy New Year to the Belvins, man. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's going to get greater later. I know that. They hold it down on Thursday nights with the relationship thing. Friday, my man, Happy New Year to Rich, man. You know what I mean? Definitely going to be checking in that show on Friday night, man. The entertainment thing is goes down hard body. And I'll be remiss if I didn't mention Miss Lavina's show. She does her thing, Spiritual Sunday, man. Her, my man, Scribio, Timmy Hunter, and all that. And I definitely got to call into that show because I got some things I need to talk about. But we rock out, man. Mondays it goes down, man. My man Rich and her held it down last night. You know what I mean? On Unsigned Artist Radio, that's what it is. And Ms. Deanne Lane, and they do what they do on Monday night. So Happy New Year to everybody, man. I hope, you know, 2014 has begun the way it's supposed to begin for you. Feeling better, man. Let's go. Let's get it popping. And again, back to the NFL, man. So that's how we do it here. Next weekend's games, they're going to be some nice games next week. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not picking them. I should pick them, but I think we're going to pick them tonight. Might as well. Why not? That'd probably be towards the end of the show or whatever. We got the NFC popping off. You got the New Orleans Saints going on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. They're going into Seattle on Saturday. That game starts a Saturday at 4:30. Seattle versus New Orleans. And then the late game on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, there'll be the Indianapolis Colts against the New England Patriots. So those are two good games that's going down on Saturday night. You got the Seattle Seahawks hosting New Orleans, and then you got the Patriots hosting Indianapolis. Sunday, we got the 49ers and the Panthers in the early game. Starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday. 49ers going into Carolina and doing what they do. That's the 1 o'clock game in the NFC. And then the AFC game starts at 4:40. You got the Chargers and the Broncos. So you got four very good contests going on this weekend, divisional weekend. I'm going to pick the games at the end of the show and all that. You know how we do it, man. It's going down. I brought up Andy Dalton earlier. And the reason why I brought Andy Dalton up is because, you know, I just think that I watched that game, San Diego against Cincinnati, in Cincinnati, their first, you know, home playoff game. After, you know, making the playoffs the last 3 years, they went the last 2 years on the road in Houston and lost those games. So they finally got a playoff game at home. And I think basically Andy Dalton just spit the bit. You know what I mean? And you know, the weather, you know, notwithstanding, because Phillip Rivers was playing in that same weather he was playing in. So don't beat me in the head with it was the weather. You know what I'm saying? I get a lot of that. And it was the weather, and he wasn't ready, and da 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 da. I bet you if it was raining, he would have still went to go cash his check. So don't beat me in the head with that, okay? Andy Dalton just spit the bit. He kind of played like he was scared. He definitely got outplayed by Phillip Rivers, okay, who's experiencing a resurgence this season. I think this is the best I ever seen Phillip Rivers play. And I like Phillip Rivers. He has a funky throwing motion, but I like Phillip Rivers. He does what he does, you know what I mean? I think this is his best. He's having his best season this year, in my opinion. The Cincinnati-San Diego game, Andy Dalton, you know, he threw for over 300. You know what I mean? He got sacked three times. He had two big, big interceptions and a fumble loss. So I just think that, you know, he's I don't know if he's, you know, prepared for those situations, if he's that good, or if he was just nervous. I just think he looked like he wasn't ready to play. And he wasn't the only one. You know, Giovanni Bernard, big fumble early in the game. You know, A.J. Green only had three catches in the game. So I think maybe that, you know, Cincinnati wasn't ready, and is that a reflection on Marvin Lewis? Now, I had brought up Stephen A. Smith's name earlier, and he made comments to the point that Marvin Lewis should be fired from the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm of the mind, I say that I don't think that he should be fired at all, you know. First of all, it's hard enough, you know, having, you know, African-American or black coaches in the NFL in the first place. You know, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers just hired Lovie Smith, you know what I mean, for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll get into that later because they deserve a round of applause because we're going to be back in the building in 2014. But I just think that, you know, Stephen A. kind of came a little less on Marvin Lewis. First of all, Marvin Lewis has been in the Cincinnati organization as head coach for 11 years, right? Okay, you know, it wasn't like he came into a winning situation to begin with. They're a lot better now than what it was when he got there, okay? He's one of the few, you know, coaches of color in the league. So why would you want to get rid of him? You know, he went to the playoffs 3 years in a row. Jason Garrett from the Cowboys missed the playoffs mad years in a row. All he does is go 8-8. You know what I mean? And so I think that, you know, the season wasn't reflective of, you know, Marvin Lewis getting fired. I just think that Andy Dalton didn't show up. Maybe they need another quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that kind of Stephen A. kind of, you know, went left on that situation with Marvin Lewis. And I think that he at least deserves another year. At least. You know what I mean? He did his job. He got them. They won the division. They had a whole playoff game. What else do you want? He can't go out there and hike the ball and throw the ball and catch the ball and run the ball too. He can't do that. So I just think that, you know, people are kind of like jumping off the bridge, jumping out the window, talking about Marvin Lewis should be fired at this point. You know what I mean? Because he's one of the most respected defensive coaches in the league. So I think Cincinnati's lucky to have him. They might need to, you know, step their quarterback game up, if anything. You know what I mean? But I don't believe that, you know, the Bengals should give Marvin Lewis the scissors at this point. We're in the building, man. You know what it is? We back in stride, man. We back in stride like Frankie Beverly and them, man. The mayor's in the building, man. After further review, GQ Palace, 646-200-3838 is the math. But, yo, I'm hyped to charge, man, so I can rock out, man. I can just talk my head off, so it's going down. Listen, you know, again, jumping back on towards those games this weekend, man. I just think that it's going to be – now we're going to see what the real is. You know, you got the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to be at home. You know what I mean? That the atmosphere is going to be, you know, to their advantage. Are they going to take advantage of it? Now, they have to start a new home winning streak because they lost their last home game against Arizona. You know, Saints on the road. You know, are we going to hear that same old Saints can't win on the road again? I don't think so. You know, not saying, you know, I'm not making my pick or anything right now. I'm doing that later in the show. Keep you listening. You know how we do it. It's radio, baby. The Saints are going to do what they got to do. And the Seahawks just have to show up. The last time that they played in the playoffs, that was the appearance of Beast Mode. Marshawn Lynch made that classic run, and he was just running over everybody. This one particular run in that playoff game, they beat the brakes off the Saints. You know what I mean? The last time they played them in the playoffs, and that was the birth of the Skittles. And Marshawn Lynch said he gets Skittles, makes him run harder. So that's when you get little stuff like that on After Further Review, because I remember that type of stuff. So let's get it popping. We're in the building, man. The line for that game is Seattle by 8. We're going to see what that is towards the end of the show. The other Saturday game, The Indianapolis Colts just went and signed Deion Branch, who used to be a receiver for the New England Patriots. He's won a couple of Super Bowl rings with the Patriots. And I don't know, maybe they got, you know, Deion Branch to say, you know, what, you know, secrets Tom Brady has or anything like that. Or maybe just to help them out because they do need a receiver. I think if the Colts had Reggie Wayne at this point, it would be a whole different story. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl because they had Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne's been hurt most of the season, but I still expect the Colts to go far. I'm not going to pick that game till the end of the show. Keep you listening. The line on that game is New England by 8. We'll talk about that later. The Sunday games, you got the 49ers and the Panthers in the early match. Hey, the San Francisco back. They did what they had to do against the Green Bay Packers, and they survived the game, and they won. You know what I mean? A lot of out of position plays. Colin Kaepernick used his feet to win that game, and you got to respect that. You know, I think that, you know, Green Bay. I picked Green Bay to win that game. So what do I know? You know what I'm saying? But I think the 49ers. Hey, that's the first bell of 2014. All right. The first bell, I wonder who could it be? Is it the caller of the year for 2013 in the building? Kia, what's good? Welcome to the biggest show. Welcome
happy
home.
New
what's
year.
Good?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, yeah, Happy New Year. What's going on, lady?
Nothing, just, you know, little, about the Steelers and, you know, just looking for the 2014.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Give you a little eulogy. Go ahead. Because they definitely done,
eulogy.
Right?
No, you know, 365 days, I'm all Steelers. Come on, you know me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Come on, you know me. I'm all about the Steelers.
Okay, all right.
So I want to ask you, wait a minute. What about Ruffy Smith? You know, I've been dying, Ruffy.
Yeah, hey, I was going to get into that. Hey, can I get a round of applause for my Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Because, Kia, you in it. We see you next year. We're going to start the madness right now. We see you next year. Oh, man, it's going down. Already, it's going down. Hard body karate. You already know. We're going to play. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Pittsburgh. You on the schedule. Oh, the bell is going off. Hey, Shay, Happy New Year, my dude. Welcome to the bigger show. What's good? All right. What's popping, man? Happy New Year, fam.
Same to you. Happy New Year.
I know you're feeling for your Patriots all right. You getting ready for the game on Saturday night?
Yeah, you know I love it. It's me. And I live in Indianapolis, so you know my phone's been ringing off the hook. I love every minute of it.
Hey, let me ask you a question then, Shay. The game when the Colts was playing the Chiefs, or you, I don't know if you were at the game or you were paying attention to it or you were whatever. What was the atmosphere like wherever you were watching the game or whatever when it was 38-10?
They thought it was over with.
Mm.
They thought it was over with. Okay. I was at my buddy crib, house full of Colts fans.
Uh-huh.
They thought it was over with. I was like, it's still another half to go out.
Yeah, you're right. You was right. I wasn't even worried about it when it was 38-10, my G. I wasn't worried about it. I mean, you know, at first, and plus the fact that the Chiefs was dropping like flies.
Right.
Everybody was getting hurt. You know what I mean? And Houston and Holly just came back. So, I mean, the atmosphere in the house was, you said it was kind of like down. Everybody was like down on the coast. Yo, I think that Andrew Luck, the fumble, when he picked the fumble up and he reached into the end zone and made the touchdown, that's football IQ.
Right.
That's what I be talking about. You know what I'm saying? And not alone with the fact that I picked the Colts to go to the Super Bowl. I needed that win, man. I needed that in the worst way. You know what I'm saying? But again, man, the Colts, you know, they didn't worry. I don't think Chuck Pagano, when they were showing shots of Pagano on the sideline, it wasn't like he was down in the dumps. 38-10, it could have been 48-10, and they wouldn't have been worried. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that goes, I don't know if that was Andy Reid. Go ahead, Kier. Go ahead.
They go 38-10 down by the Patriots. They won't come back like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know.
They won't. Brady's going to raise that score up. They won't be 38-10 in the Patriots.
You feel me, kids? They go 38-10 down to us. We won't be throwing the ball all second half.
Belichick going to raise that score up. They don't.
Right. So, hey, Shay,
like,
what's your...
I was like, what is Andy Reid doing throwing this mile like that? Just, I don't care if y'all go three and out running it, man. At least run 3-4 minutes off the clock.
That's there you go, because you're playing with the clock now, right?
Like,
that's right.
What is he doing, man?
Right. Why are you having these 45-second drives, three and out, right? That's right. Shay, what's your opinion on the Colts signing Deion Branch?
Man, I've been getting on boys. And you know, everybody in Indianapolis, they get on me. They still talking about the Spygate stuff. I'm just telling boys today, man, everybody trying to do something to get advantage, man. Y'all know the only reason why y'all signed him was for him to try to tell y'all some of our calls, or if Brady say this, what that mean, and what play they going to run. I doubt
he won't even be an impact.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. Let me play devil's advocate for a second. What if he got on the Colts to be like a mole for Bill Belichick? Seisty as Bill Belichick is.
You know what I mean? You got to put Spygate behind. One thing about, like, I forgot who the coach just said it. Belichick or Brady is never worried about Spygate. They ain't worried about Spygate.
Nah,
like
I don't think they're worried about Spygate either. This is something for somebody to, you know, talk about or whatever.
Like when they were talking about the coaches, and Belichick was named, you know, one of the top coaches, you know, all-time coaches, whatever, and they were asking, well, whether Spygate would be attached to his name. No. When he walk into the Hall of Fame, it will not be attached to their name.
Right. You're right.
You know what, man? Going to what you just said, I said that to one of my buddies earlier, the coach saying, I said, why y'all all excited about this Deion Branch and talking about he going to be telling our plays? I said the same thing you said. I said, you know how close him and Tom Brady are.
Right.
I said he might be calling Tom Brady.
Stop playing. That's right. Applaud that, please, because, I mean, that was the first thing that came to my mind. Like, yeah, like, why would, you know, they signed Deion, I think they signed it for like $23,000, right? Okay,
yeah.
Due to the fact that they need a receiver, Reggie Wayne is out, you know what I mean? The dude, Austin Collie, I think, is out. But, you know, Deion Branch? You know what I mean? I mean, he's got allegiance to the Patriots. Like, he got rings with them, right?
Right. That was the MVP.
Yeah, he got, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, no disrespect to the Colts or nothing like that, but Deion Branch? He was the only dude that was out there?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I said. Come on, man.
Deion
Branch.
He was, when I saw that, I was like, hmm. Then I thought about the other shiesty stuff, and I was like, nah, it is what it is, whatever. But, you know, I'm going to definitely keep my eye on that one. Then you got the other game in Seattle on Saturday night. Shay, you got the Saints and the Seahawks, man. How did the Saints look? We'll do a little quick review. How did the Saints look to you against the Eagles the other night?
They looked all right to me. They looked better than I thought they was going to look in the cold weather.
Right.
They looked a lot better than I thought. Mark Ingram looked good, though.
Yeah, he played like his hair was on fire. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was telling one of my buddies, I was over my buddy's house, and he lived here, but he actually from Philly. So
right.
He's been all season since this summer. He's been talking out his Eagles mess to me. And so he was so heartbroken. I was telling him before the game, I was like, man, are y'all going to be able to stop Mark Ingram or Sproles?
He was like,
Pierre, the first thing he said was, Pierre Thomas ain't playing, so the Saints ain't going to. I said, man, if you've been watching football, Mark Ingram been playing good the last 2 weeks, man. I said, they don't need Pierre Thomas against y'all, man. I said, you better watch out for Mark Ingram. Then when Mark Ingram's chewing him up during the game, man, he going to try to say, man, I told you Mark Ingram was good. I said, man,
don't you hate that, yo.
Come on. I said, you didn't say nothing about Mark Ingram. I'm the one who said that.
You think you're trying to make you seem like you crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
And you know what else, though, man? All the Colts fans call me, and they know that I don't deal with the Colts. I don't care about being born and raised here.
Right.
But this is my only problem with them. And this is the same problem I had with Peyton Manning when he was with the Colts. Everybody's calling me, and the first word out their mouth is Andrew Luck. And I'm asking these boys, why aren't y'all saying T.Y. Hilton? Like, man, give that boy his credit. Andrew Luck is win that game for y'all. That was
right,
T.Y.
Right.
Hilton
that's
out
right,
there,
that's
man.
Right, that's right.
That was
that's
T.Y.
Right.
Hilton. And I don't like nobody on the coach, but that was T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah,
and that
all day.
Sack fumble by Mathis changed the whole momentum of the game
yep.
in the third
mm-hmm,
quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
that,
I'm
that's right.
Andrew Luck threw three interceptions. And y'all
that's
y'all
right.
Green it.
Say they hate to hear a real. They hate to hear a real dude talk about it, man. You know what I'm saying? They hate that.
He make that same mistake up in Foxborough. They're gonna make them pay.
Yeah, you right. You right
on everything. Y'all
you right.
You know, and y'all know what Belichick. Y'all know Belichick. Y'all know what Belichick gonna do. You know him and Brady. Besides Breeze and Peyton, the best two combo punches in the NFL.
No doubt. Yeah. Yo, Shay, T.Y. Hilton had 13 for 224, my dude.
That's what I said. I said, come on, man. And the first drive, said I called it out of my buddy's house on that first series when Luck went 6 for 6 or 7 for 7, and T.Y. Hilton caught 4 of them passing a touchdown. I said, if they don't double T.Y. Hilton, he's going to
be in trouble.
He did to Seattle.
Yeah.
I said, they better double him, and they just kept playing him man-to-man. He was Dante Robinson.
Yeah, he had a catch over the middle for 12. Then he had a pass to the right, got pushed out of bounds for 24.
Right.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then he went short right again for 10 yards, and that was the touchdown. That was
right.
on the first drive. Right,
hey,
right. So
he
was going to T.Y. Hilton all day.
Hey, guys, guess what? When the Chiefs didn't play those guys, when they played San Diego, I was pissed. You know, I'm watching the game, whatever. And then he missed that 36 was not getting it. I said, I hope they all drop out like flies in that coach game. Look what happened. They lost that coach
game. It was like everybody was getting hurt.
They ain't want to play against the Chargers, but they know we needed them to help us get that ace.
Oh, Kia. Oh, I know you burnt. I know you are burnt up. I know you burnt. I know. I know. I know.
Still pissed. And we're having the following week when they're playing the Colts up again. I'm like just looking at them like this. Yep.
I forgot all about that. You're right. The Steelers should have been in the playoffs though, but it is what it is. We're gonna switch gears a little bit, man. I got my dude Shay calling in long distance with me, hanging out with me, man. First show of the year, GQ Palace. After further review, we in the building, man. I'm back in the building, man. Hyped to charge, ready to get on and popping. Did you watch the game last night?
No, I did.
That was a rhetorical question for you, Shay. I know you did. It was in your opinion, was it a classic?
Yeah, that was a great game, man. I loved every second of that game.
Okay, because I was getting up and out of my chair, too, man. Up and out of my chair. It was a great game. Trey Mason showed up. I mean, in the beginning of the game, James Winston was throwing the ball to the sideline and all that. I just thought it was jitters. I didn't think that the way he started out was going to be the way he ended, regardless of how Heisman Trophy winners don't usually show up in their bowl games. I just kind of knew towards the end it was going to be a good game. But you can't miss a 23-yard field goal, Shay.
Right.
You can't miss a 23-yard field goal, my G. You know what I mean? And somebody tried to beat me in the head today about the pass interference calls at the end. It was pass interference. What do you want?
Yeah.
If it was pass interference, it was pass interference. James Winston just came back 6 for 7 on that last drive. You know what I mean? And show to prove why he was a deserving Heisman winner, man. He was deserving, man. Deserving of it. You know what I mean? No disrespect to Chris Davis, even though he gave my man on the touchdown pass the outside red. If he would have undercut that, and I think even though the receiver is 6'5", I think he would have made a better play on the ball. No disrespect to Florida State, man. Undefeated season. They deserve it, this and that. You know, I'm kind of happy and I'm kind of sad to see the BCS go and all that good stuff right there. But, again, that was a great game last night, man. It took it down to the end. They even shouted out De-La. That was the favorite part of the game for me.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
The pregame when they was with Trey Mason and they was
right.
talking. Yeah.
They shouted out my man, Macy Yo. Shout out to De La Soul, man, no doubt. We got a new caller on the line. It's my man Barry on the check-in. Barry, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show. Happy New Year, my dude.
Happy New Year,
what's
Barry.
What's good with you?
Yeah, the game last night, it was, what do you think about the first half of the game?
I just thought the first half of the game, Florida State kind of like, you know, was kind of like jittery. You know what I mean? It should have been a way bigger lead for Auburn. I picked Auburn to win that game. I wasn't happy when Auburn was up. I was more shocked than surprised that Auburn was up like 10-3, then it was 17-3. I was surprised. I was like, where is Florida State at? You know what I mean? And I think that it was more of the fake punt didn't really turn the game around. I just think kind of like Auburn kind of got relaxed.
Right, they
okay?
Did.
They kind of got relaxed. When at halftime when it was 14-10, I was like, you know what? Oh, we got a game now, my dude. Because James Winston, he got the jitters out in the first half, my dude. He was throwing the ball to the sideline. He had, you know, he made a turnover, things of that nature. I don't think he was, like, really into the game until he got to a panic mode. Because on the sideline, he was like, he wasn't really frantic. He was just, okay, whatever. And then you know what else I noticed about him, Barry? He wasn't squinting. He wasn't doing that squint thing. You know how early in the season when they played the Florida State games, he would always squint looking towards the sideline? He was wide open. He was there, but it just wasn't going his way in the first half. And they got it together in the second half and did what they did. That's the bell, so you know what that means. We got another call on the line. We hired Body tonight, yo. Slate, what's good, man? Happy New Year. Welcome to the Bigger Show, fam.
What's going on, brother, man?
Feeling good, man. Hype to charge, man. Thanks for checking in with me, man. Happy New Year and all that. We talking about the game last night, man. Florida State and Auburn. You know what I mean? Great game, classic game. You know, what's your opinion on it, man?
Well, I've been going in on Facebook with everybody because one, I don't care. You know, I'm diehard.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna get to that in one second. I got you, family.
But anyway.
I got
I was
you.
Just saying, because I was like, you know, everybody, I don't like Ohio State. I never did. I always felt they were overrated because your strength of schedule has to come into play. It has to.
We're going to have a debate on that. Go ahead. I got you.
If you play in top-tier teams, and I'm not saying the SEC is overrated. That's neither here nor there to me. But when you win the last, like, six in a row titles, that speaks for itself. But when you're playing team after team every week, and then you running through Eastern Mississippi and Western Kentucky,
thank you.
It's not the same thing. And Florida State, you know, they did their thing. But the only person on their resume that they threw in the headlock all crazy was Clemson. Who else
did they
play?
I hear you, though. But we're going to talk about that in a hot second. The Florida State game, you don't have any real opinion on that. Let's talk about your Oklahoma Sooners, man. Now, you talking about the SEC, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Can you please tell the people out there in GQ Palace Radio Land what your Oklahoma Sooners did with their quarterback making his first ever start, what he did to the former number one two-time champion Alabama Crimson Tide? You got the floor, my dude.
He tore them out the frame.
Tore them out the frame, hard body karate.
I was shocked because he didn't play that way all year. He picked the right game to show up because it was Blake Bell who was starting. Blake Bell
right,
the reason
right.
he was even in that game.
That's
because
right.
he beat Oklahoma State.
So as a Sooner fan, I mean, you said you were shocked. I mean, was it like shocked that you were running with Alabama as an SEC squad, or were you just shocked at the way your team was playing and showing up?
Shocked in every way fathomable.
Mm-hmm,
shocked that
mm-hmm.
we were sticking with them. Shocked
right.
that we gave them the business. Shocked that we was even in the game. Shocked we didn't get blown out. Every way you can think of being shocked, I was shocked.
Who do you think wins that game on Oklahoma? Because you remember the comment that he made about SEC.
What did you say?
Who do you think won that game more as an Oklahoma fan? Well, that's there. The Oklahoma coach wanted that game more. I think Oklahoma won that game more. They want to prove something.
Stoops.
I mean, Stoops is right.
Been popping a lot of junk all year long.
He won that game. He made a point about that game. And he came out there to win, and he won that game.
I mean, Oklahoma, at that point, my dude, Oklahoma ain't had nothing to lose. Because me, myself, personally, I thought they was going to stomp Oklahoma out.
The mayor. After further review, you know, way before the game started, we was playing with house money.
I saw it.
All we had to do was show up.
Yeah. And you
especially,
definitely did. And salute to Oklahoma, man. Salute to Oklahoma, no doubt.
Especially after Saban got on TV as we was walking on the field, and he had a nerve to say, listen, we still feel we're the number one team in the land.
Yep,
we
yes,
have something
yes.
to prove tonight. We have to show up and kick their behinds and let everybody know that that Auburn game was a fluke and that we're really the number one team. And then to get his butt kicked again, this time
right,
kicked,
right.
He's
was the Oklahoma game
Auburn
a fluke? The Sugar Bowl was a fluke too? That's what you're telling
yeah.
me now? That's
yeah.
what you're telling me? Okay. Okay, Nick Saban. Okay, Nick Saban. The last, the Auburn game, the Iron Bowl, you let your man run it back after you got greedy. You hear me, Slate? After you got greedy and went and played for overtime with 1 second left on the clock, you want to swear to God that your receiver was still in bounds. They gave you 1 second. They put it back on the clock just for you. On the road, just for you. Okay? You got your kicker who missed three field goals. You went to the second string kicker. Okay? Trying to be greedy. Your man kicked the field goal was wide right. Trying to be greedy. The dude for Auburn, Chris Davis, takes it and runs it 109 yards for a touchdown. Bung. Okay? You walking off the field with that stone look on your face. That's a fluke, right, Slate? Slate, that's a fluke, right? That's a fluke, right?
All I'm saying is this. That was bad coaching all the way around the board after they gave him the second back. How can you not have not one athlete?
You're the number one team in the nation. Everybody been on your coattails for the last 3 years.
True, but when you got everybody 300 pounds or better, who you gonna catch if it don't go in and if he catches it like he caught it?
I just say like, man, the coaching or whatever. I think that the dummy move was when he tried to play when he refused to play for overtime. That's the dummy move. Whatever happens after that is on you. You know what I'm saying? So that game, notwithstanding, because Nick Saban, after mouthing, he even said it, that game was a fluke. So now we move on to the Sugar Bowl. You playing Oklahoma with a quarterback that's making his first start in the biggest game of his life. And he go out there and make it happen. Now you're still the number one team in the nation? You feel like you're the number one team in the nation? Come on,
It wasn't his first start, but it was his first complete game start. Like, he started games before and been benched because he was erratic and throwing interceptions. That's when Blake Bell came in, the Bell dozer. He's like 250 pounds. All we do is run him into the line. He's not known for throwing. So after we get you lulled to sleep with that banging you into the line.
Then you go open it up.
This is what I'm saying.
All right.
That's what I was expecting us to do. So when they said he was starting, I'm like, But then he came out and he looked like Joe Montana.
Yeah, did what he was supposed to do. That's what he did his job, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just that I'm glad that, you know, the BCS went out on a high note. Like you said, the SEC, you know, won the majority of the titles or whatever like that.
Real quick, that had to be the worst 2 minute defense I ever seen in my life with Auburn. I mean, enough respect to Jameis Winston as a freshman. That was like a Heisman moment drive.
Right.
But come on. Two people run into each other.
Right.
Because he won the drive off that first pass to Green.
Yep. That, I mean, you know, it just Auburn just kind of like went on brain freeze or something, man. I don't know, what could have happened. Even from the first play of the game. When my man dropped the wide open, I don't know if you say he underthrew him a little bit or he just dropped it. I don't know.
Give it a 50-50. Either way, it was still blown. I mean, he was wide open. He should have crabbed into the end zone.
No doubt. But, yeah, like you said, that last minute 19 was like the worst defense ever, man. And I think, and Auburn gave it away. You know, the pass interference towards the goal line, it was pass interference.
But one thing I give Florida State's offensive line mad props. Because, one, they got a lot of brothers, so you know they got soul. But, two, he was calm. If you look at him on the replays on the sideline when they came to him, he was like, yo, we going to do this.
Right.
We going to do it. Because you know when we do it, we got to do it big.
Right. No doubt.
So I give him props for being a freshman. That was his moment. It was his birthday. Like, everything just
Everything fell into place for him.
Constellations aligned.
That's what it is.
Couldn't ask for nothing better. Birthday, win the chip, Heisman, all on the same. Like, yo, I give him props, man.
I give him props. And you know, the thing about him that, that's kind of funny, it's like that, it would be a situation, he's a redshirt freshman. So it's a situation where, he's not going to worry about coming out or nothing like that. But he's going to play baseball. So I don't. I mean, he's a he's good. Very good, baseball player. And what do you think in regards to what's going to happen in regards to saying that he wants to be like a two sport athlete? You think they'll let Jameis Winston do it? He wants to be like Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson.
I'm saying they'll give him a shout out, especially when you're a brother. They always give you the opportunity to hang yourself, or maybe that's the wrong terminology to use, to fall flat on your face.
Hey,
so
play.
they'll let him do that. But I think he needs to stay in his lane. Do what you do well. That's with everything in life and everything in general. Do what you do well.
Hey,
if you get over, God bless you.
Clay, I got a question.
What's that?
What do you think about Storm Johnson coming out?
Who?
Storm. He's coming out.
That's crazy.
Get that, get that guap, right?
I mean, if you can, like everybody's like, oh, stay in school, this or that, until you get hurt. Or you blow something. If you can make the dough, go for it. I mean, God bless you. Do what's best for you, your family, your circumstance, your situation. But it doesn't always work out well.
Right. You gotta be really. I mean, no disrespect to whatever your situation is or whatever, but you really, really, really gotta be ready because there's no turning back. As far as the athletic part is concerned, you can always go back to school and get your education. But for a free ride, that's dead. You know what I'm saying? So once you make that decision to step over that line, it ain't no turning back. You know what I mean?
Well, see,
so you wish them the best.
It's college, like the college basketball, but they can go back if they don't sign with the agent. They can go back to the eligibility. It's still there,
if
right?
If they don't sign that, but they have to have proof that they're signed with an agent, like Johnny Manziel right now.
Saying,
he's looking at agents, but he has to provide proof that he hasn't signed with any.
Right.
Because once you sign with an agent, your eligibility is gone, know?
Get with Johnny Manziel's people because they just raped the system. He got caught dead to right and nothing happened. Mind you, what's my man from Dallas, the wide receiver who's always talking mess?
Dez Bryant.
Good as Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant had dinner with Deion, who's no agent, not affiliated with nobody, had dinner with the man.
Yeah.
And couldn't play.
They almost made him miss the whole year. I remember. Yeah. Awesome garbage.
They got Johnny Manziel on camera, and homeboy got a half.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's right. The only thing they said that was no money exchange hands. I said, what else do you need? You got him. You got the dude. You got the money, but no money exchange. You know what I'm saying? No money exchange
guess
hands.
What? What money exchange hand with Deion and Dez? What did they trade? Neck bones?
I'm just saying.
Oh, people like chicken and watermelon, so I guess they swapped.
So
that.
You guilty by association.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me get an opinion. Barry, you still on the line with me, my dude?
Yeah, I'm right here, brother.
What's your opinion about the boosters at Texas feeling some kind of way about their hire of Charlie Strong?
Yeah, you know what that's old time. You know what that is, the good old boys.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's straight up.
Yeah. I mean, you see how the real comes out?
Right. That's where it is,
Yeah, man. He had the nerve to say it's a kick in the face. This is coming from Red McCombs. He used to own the Vikings. Like you said, a good old country boy or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's because you moon crickets need to stay in your lane.
That's because a lot of them feel that way. They ain't just saying nothing, but he's just bold to come out with it.
Right. It's crazy. And I mean, again, I guess, like you said, he's bold enough to come out with it because he's not affiliated. I just have that affiliation with the NFL no more. Because
exactly.
I guess if he was still like an owner or something like that, they would, try to, come down on him some kind of way or whatever. But he's still clear of that, so he can say what he want to say. So
exactly.
Now the real comes out like, what?
He's just a spokesman for how most of them really feel, to be honest.
Right. I got you. I just wanted to get ahead.
Hey, Mayor, real quick.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call in my brother. I seen it. I was scrolling. I seen that this was the first show coming back. I love you, my dude. You know how we do. Here, black and yellow, Lakers, we riding.
Always,
we in the coop together.
Always,
you know what I mean? But I got to dip out. But like I said, everybody, have a blessed, safe new year and all that. And I'm going to be dipping back in now and then. Y'all keep it moving. Keep the show going strong. And I love everybody.
I man, appreciate you, man. That's my man, Slate, right there in the check-in. Go to this bar, man. You know how we do, man. Thanks for calling in, man. I holler at you, my dude.
Yes, sir. I'm a holler, my brother.
That's what it is. That's my man Slate on the check-in right there. We live and direct, man. 8 to 10, TQ Palace. After further review, it's the first show for 2014. The mayor's in the building, hyped and charged. You know what I mean? Dealt with a little situation over the holidays, but I'm back. It's full effect. I'm feeling myself. So don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? Just because you ain't see me in the building like I usually be in the building, man. I do what I do and I does what I does. So we back in the building, man. So let's rock out. Can I get into a little baseball for a hot second?
Oh, yes.
A hot second. If you didn't know, you new to the show or whatever, man, I'm a baseball head. I can't wait. It's starting to percolate here. My fingers are starting to get itchy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I haven't heard anything on the Tanaka front, you know what I mean, as far as the Yankees trying to get that pitcher from Japan. I'm kind of thinking that it's going to be out of the Yankees and the Red Sox. Probably the Dodgers might try to get in because they got money, you know what I'm saying? But I got my fingers crossed because we need some arms. We need some more arms. I'm feeling myself. I like the Yankees. I like what we're trying to do. You know what I mean? We talked all that mumbo jumbo about $189 million budget and all of that. But that's Steinbrenner money, like Kia said before. It's Steinbrenner dough. So they're going to do what they do with it. Real quick, the Yankees play their first game of this 2014 season, first spring training game against the Florida State Seminoles. That's why I just wanted to bring that up right quick. They play their first game. I think it's February 25th. The Yankees play Florida State Seminoles. I wonder if James Winston is going to be in the building for that. Just wanted to bring it up. Anything you want to say about baseball real quick, Kia? Just want to touch on that right quick.
They were talking about the A-Rod situation supposed to be coming out as soon, early. Well,
yeah, I'm looking towards maybe the end of this month or maybe the beginning of February. And I think that, you know, everybody's kind of waiting on that. Because, you know, as far as the Yankees are concerned, we need that money. If they're going to suspend him, go ahead and suspend him. If they're going to let him play, go ahead and let him play.
Yeah, we need the closure.
Yeah, we need to figure out what we're going to do about that.
My thing is they were talking about the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Moose name was mentioned. What's the name? I guess it was the catcher for the Mets was mentioned. They were talking about, of course, these guys, that Sosa and those guys talking about these. But they were pushing for Moose because they were saying Moose he doesn't have the hardware. We know that. He doesn't have the ring, the hardware.
She's talking about Mike Mussina.
The hardware, but he has what it takes to get in the hall. That was argument. Can we make the argument? They were making the argument that a lot of they believe Moose can get in there. He may not have the hardware, but he can get in there.
Right. I think that Mike Mussina is follow me. Barry, follow me, Shay. Follow me, Keo, on this one. I think that Mike Mussina is going to be, I don't want to say steroid era because he has nothing to do with that. Jack Morris, if you get what I'm saying, he's got all the numbers to get in, but he's not in the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Barry, I think you could rock with me on that. Jack Morris. Jack Morris was that dude. Jack Morris.
They were talking about him too.
I personally watched Jack Morris in my lifetime. What personally watched him when he was with the Tigers, when he was with the Twins. Okay,
yep.
He pitched 1-0 games like it wasn't nothing. Like maybe about 160, 180 pitches. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame. Jack Morris is one of the best pitchers I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
They were talking about him.
I think I would equate him. His situation to Mike Mussina. And I hope it doesn't go that way for Mussina. Because even though, you know, he got done dirty, he got to the Yankees before we won and left after we won, so he never got a ring. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of, if he had the ring, Barry, Akia, and Shay, he would have got, that would get him over the hump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was the argument. No hardware.
Yeah.
The argument is no hardware.
Jack Morris got rings.
They were talking about him. I don't know him, but they were talking about him as well. Look him up.
My thing is, Barry and Shay and Kia, thanks for rocking out with me tonight. What's your opinion on Greg Maddux?
Mm.
I really didn't like him because he used to get throw like 3 or 4 inches out off the plate.
And they still call it a strike.
And Glavin too. Both of them
right.
was they did that for like what 10 years.
Avery, yep.
Both
mm-hmm.
all of them, you know. And
yep.
But they pitched for a long time. But I mean, you got to give them credit. But I really didn't like them because a lot of their pitches were way off the plate. You know that as a baseball.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
I used to hate
I mean,
that.
he won 335 games. He got 4
right,
Cy
exactly.
Youngs.
Right.
You know.
You
got to
give him that credit. But I mean, you know how you know it was always outside and this and that and. But he was consistent with it. Who,
right.
You know.
Yeah, they was winning all those division titles. They got one ring. They was winning all those division titles.
Right, exactly, one ring.
And I think they got one ring.
Yeah.
I remember the Yankees beating them in '96.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Andy Pettit pitched the 1-0 game. I'm gonna tell you what happened because I'm a Yankee dude. We don't Google this. Listen to me. I'm on GQ Palace Radio representing 2014, first show of the year. I'm going in. Check it out. 1996, right? 1996 World Series in Fulton County Stadium. Andy Pettit on the mound. Who's up at the plate in the bottom? I think it was the bottom of the ninth. It's 1-0. Who's up the bat? Tell me who it was, Barry.
Was it Jay Dustis or no?
No, it was Louis Polonia.
Okay.
It was Louis Polonia. He used to play for the Yankees, remember? And then he went
to the
Braves,
right? Oh, for
he
the Yankees,
ball,
okay.
He hit a ball in the right field, and Paul O'Neill ran.
Oh, right.
Okay, you feel me?
Yeah.
Paul O'Neill ran it down in the warning track.
That's
it was
right.
a 1-0 game.
Right.
Okay? I'm just saying that because, you know, that's what the season they had, the Glavins and the Maddoxes and the Averys and stuff like that. They could they got there, but they couldn't get it done because the Yankees wasn't
it's
no joke.
Right.
I just wanted to bring that up because I'm a baseball dude, and we're going to get into it later on. Rock out with me on the preview show because it's going to go hard.
They were talking about, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Edgar Martinez.
Edgar Martinez, yeah. I don't want to talk about Edgar Martinez. I want no disrespect to the Seattle Mariners, though, but they beat us in '95. You know
right.
what I mean?
They were talking about Edgar Martinez. Do you think he? I think they were considering him the best DH hitter, designated hitter, and you know, they were talking about that.
If as far as hitting for average is concerned, because I don't know, Barry could rock with me, man. I remember some DHs. You know, I remember when Frank Robinson was DHing. I remember when Hal McCray was DHing.
Yeah. Eddie Murray.
You know, yeah, Eddie Murray was DH'ing, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, as far as, I mean, Edgar Martinez beat us. I got beef with Edgar Martinez.
Right.
Because they played on some great Seattle Mariners teams. They beat the Yankees in '95 when the Mariners had A-Rod and Ken Griffey and Jay Buhner, Randy Johnson, you know what I mean? And they beat us in '95. But nothing to take away from Edgar Martinez's career. He's a great clutch hitter.
Right.
I was scared to face him every time he came up. In a crucial situation, he was always killing the Yankees.
That's what they were talking about last week on Major League Baseball. Reading an article, and they was arguing the argument about Edgar Martinez being the best DH hitter, the best, you know, clutch, like you said. Yeah.
I mean, for this era, I give him that, but all time, I don't know. I'm not really one to fall into that.
They
know, all time.
They said he's one of the best.
Yeah, he could be one of the best. One of the best.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you ask me about a DH, I'm going to say Hal McCray.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna say like my man Eddie Murray. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say, you know, guys like that. But as far as, you know, I definitely give it to Edgar Martinez though. They had Frank Thomas is on the ballot. Craig Biggio from the Astros is on the ballot.
Yeah.
You know, I just mean, you know, it's crazy. I just think that the Hall of Fame, man, is kind of like, you know, nobody's an angel, okay?
No.
You know, and then to get lumped into a steroids era and to get left off the ballot because somebody might perceive you as doing something wrong because you won so many games, you hit so many home runs and things of that nature. Barry, I'm going to ask you about a dude, man. Akia, you heard me bring this name up before in regards to this conversation that we had in regards to, like, steroids or whatever the case may be. Barry, you remember Brady Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that year when Brady Anderson hit 50 home runs for the Orioles?
Yes.
And he never got heard from again. And this was just when the steroids was bubbling, just percolating. Nobody was really accusing nobody of nothing because they still had them pills and stuff in their lockers. Okay?
Right.
Don't get it twisted. But Brady Anderson, one year, hit 50 home runs. He was killing it.
Yeah.
I think he had 20 home runs in May. Like, what's wrong with this dude? Nobody said nothing about it, though. Nobody accused him of nothing or pointed no fingers at him or nothing like that. But the year after...
Nothing.
Okay, he went to the toilet. He disappeared.
Yeah.
He fell off the map. Okay, so, like, his name would always pop up to me as far as, you know, somebody who kind of, like, maybe got away with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And what about a guy like, you know, no disrespect, you know, and respect to the dead and all that, Ken Caminiti.
Right.
From the Astros. I mean, he was one of those dudes that probably, you know, and I don't know, and I'm not saying nothing, you know, but I just think that he could have been one of those dudes that if he was playing in this era where they was, you know, everybody's suspect, he would have definitely been one of those under the radar. Definitely.
Yeah, remember Juan Gonzalez, too?
Yes, Juan Gonzalez from the Rangers.
Killer?
Yes.
He was a steroid guy.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, and it's kind of like noticeable when you come out of nowhere because Brady Anderson was a dude, Kia, that would hit like maybe 12, 15 home runs, steal you about 40 bases because he had the sideburns. Remember Barry? He had the big sideburns on his head. Okay? He played for the Orioles, and he came out of nowhere and hit 50 home runs.
Right.
He was just crushing everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he disappeared.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, everybody's going to be under a cloud of suspicion, which I think is really not fair. And I think that it makes everybody's, you know, numbers suspect. Now they have a cloud over you. Did you really hit them 40 home runs? Because remember, Barry, when 30 home runs was the norm, if you hit 30 home runs, you was the man.
Yeah, and remember with Sammy Sosa and that Mark McGuire, then remember Sammy Sosa, not only did he use steroids, then he had the cork in his bat, all kind of
things. He got popped with the cork in his bat.
He was cheating all kind of ways.
And you know what, Barry? Sammy Sosa's trying to disappear for real, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, those dudes, man, you know, and one finger wants to point at the other. They want to say, well, you know, Bud Selig turned a blind eye to it because nobody was coming to the park. The home runs was putting excitement back in the game and this and that, blah, 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 blah. So if Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa and Rafael Palmeiro was hitting all these home runs for you, now why all of a sudden you want to have them in front of Congress talking about they didn't take steroids and they don't understand English?
And even my man Roger Clemens, remember he said...
And Roger Clemens too, that's right.
I misremembered or something. You know he was lying.
Yeah, I mean, they was all lying. They got up there and played. That looked like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Right. He said he misremembered. Remember he said
yeah, he misremembered. What is that? And then Sammy Sosa, all of a sudden, he don't understand English. I bet you know how to understand English when you go to the bank. I bet you that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, again, it falls on in baseball's lap, man. What do you do?
Right.
Okay? Because previously, Barry, if you understand... They, you know, those pills and all that stuff, that was right in a locker in plain view.
Exactly.
And then one day they said it was illegal. Now everybody had to hide it and pretend they never used it. Come on, son.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, yo. That's like even back in the 70s when they was taking the greenies.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, it's in the culture. You know what I'm saying? And now you're just trying to all of a sudden make it so illegal and make it such a stigma and make it such a bad person if you were involved when everybody was doing it.
It's like, you know what's funny about that? Like, even with the pitchers now and everybody's always hurt. Like you're a pitcher, and they just get hurt and get on a DL. Back in the day, old school guys used to be drunk and all kind of stuff.
That's right. They'd be
drunk. Like, Mickey Mantle would drink, be drunk. All them guys would be drunk. They had all good, you know, and play all the time. Now these guys got all kind of technology, all the works and stuff, and they still can't.
Man, it's real crazy. You know, you have a starter, you'd have somebody make 37, 38 starts, you know what I mean, and not and go on like 3 days rest sometime, you know what I mean? They would go
and
on 3 days
rest. And even with the
setup,
like with the starting pitcher, they were pitching until they got in trouble. Then they got now it's the setup man, everything else. And how many times the starters lose so many games and stuff? You know, it's just like
That's right. You're right. And again, that goes to, you know, are today's players soft? Because like you said, with all the technology and medical stuff that, you know, advantages that they have, are you serious? You're not never supposed to be hurt. You always supposed to be hurt.
And they're very, very more faster, right? But who steals bases? Like with Lou Brock and Maury Wills and people stealing 100.
Yeah, Mickey Henderson and Vince Coleman.
Right.
You know what I mean? They were stealing 100, 125 bases 100 on the
bases.
Regular.
He steals 50 now, not even half.
Yeah. And you led the league with 50, like Jacoby Ellsbury. He led the American League last year with 52 stolen bases. What is that?
And then they stole 100. And even like with outfielders, they can't even throw to second base now. And they make $3 million. You remember Dave Parker? And like,
yes,
I
the
All-Star
game.
Star,
don't get me started, fam. We was always supposed to talk baseball for like 10 minutes, but don't get me to when Dave Parker threw out Brian Downing at the plate in the 79 All-Star, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that. Dave Parker threw Brian Downing out at the plate. On the fly.
And not no rainbow on the line.
On the line, a BB. He threw a BB and got a bomb. I remember going
and watching inside the park home runs.
Yes.
Those days. Now these guys are fast. You don't see none of that stealing home. They don't see game. They can't bunt. It's really.
The fundamentals is out the window, yo.
It's out the window, man.
The fundamentals are gone, man. Everybody wants to hit a home run. Everybody wants to get on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody wants to make the dramatic play. You can't make the dramatic play without making the easy play.
Right.
Come on, Robinson Cano. I can't wait till you get up in Seattle and you not run out that ball that you hit that bounce in the third. I can't wait to see what they're going to say then.
Right.
You making all that money? Goodbye. You can have them.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
No, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we here, man. It's 9 o'clock, man. After further review, hot in the building. The mayor's back. Heights and charge. First show for 2014.
Oh, yeah. You can talk baseball all day.
Yeah, I can get into it. I love baseball, yo. I love it with a passion. I love baseball.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
This is my favorite, man.
Yes. And you know what? I think about it. I don't understand, Kia. It's like, you know, no disrespect to nobody. It's just that I talk baseball harder than I talk basketball or football. You know what I mean? But I just feel like, we grew up on baseball. You can't front.
Right.
You grew up on baseball.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, not that it might have been, it's a boring game and that it's not boring to me. I will sit and watch a 10-inning, 1-0 game. I've done it. I will sit and watch that, and it's exciting. Barry, can we go back to the 86 playoffs? Mets and the Astros,
yeah.
Red Sox and the Angels. How dramatic was that?
That's right.
How dramatic was that?
That's right.
I mean, and Kia, it's not really nothing about 75 when Carlton Fisk hit the home run. You know what I mean? Or the 72 All-Star game when Pete Rose ran over Ray Fosse or nothing like that. It ain't about the 73 playoffs where Bud Harrelson and Pete Rose got into a fight at second base.
Yeah.
Okay. It ain't about the 77 playoffs when George Brett and Greg Nettles got into a fight at third base. Come on, yo.
Wait a minute. You said they were fighting. They were both out in the field and they were fighting.
Yeah. Bud Harrelson and Pete Rose. Yeah.
It was like a little shrimp compared to Pete.
Hey, Barry, check this out. I got another one for you, fam. This one's gonna bug you out. Remember when Ed Ott body slammed Felix Mion?
Yeah. And remember the Mets had like more black players in 69 and 72.
Yes. And I'm sitting there watching the game with my grandfather and Felix Mion. I think Ed Ott, if I remember right, they was playing in Three Rivers and Ed Ott slid in the second base and did something and he scooped Felix Mion up and body slammed him. Felix Mion was never the same again. You know what I mean? So, I could talk baseball all day.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Word up. But
The Mets were bad back then. You know, where they have Kuzman, Seaver, Matlock.
Yeah. The Mets.
I mean, AG and the Clinton.
The Mets
were
just the Mets. Because I always been a Yankee fan, even when the Yankees was garbage back when we had Oscar Gamble, and Fritz Peterson and all that. But you know what I mean? But I was still a Yankee fan. I love my team. I don't like the Mets.
My team, so I'm
sorry. No disrespect to the Mets. And you can have Curtis Granderson. And holler at me when he strikes out with men on first and third.
Leave Curtis alone.
You can have Curtis Granderson. You can have him. I want to see him hit 43 home runs in that bandbox at Citi Field.
He didn't want to try. He had to go play with the Mets. He done bought this house in Jersey.
I'm beside myself because he talking about the best fans in New York is Mets fans.
He
out his mind.
He was just playing.
Nah. We don't take that lightly, man.
We know we can't stand the Mets.
Come here, hit 43 home runs, a strikeout 120 times. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here, yo. beat it.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean? He'll get me started on Curtis Granderson. But we're in the building, man. 646-200-3838. Once again, shout out to the big homie Rich, man, holding me down, man. I know I go through some things, man, but we in the building. Hard body karate, my G. Miss Lorena, thank you for holding me down behind the boards and all that. You know what I'm saying? But we do what we do. We're about to slide into – yo, hey, Barry, I was about to get into it, my dude. I had to catch myself.
What?
Heard up. Yeah, but the baseball preview is going to be off the hook, so holler at us and rock with us, man. We got the baseball preview. It's going down.
Oh, I can't wait to hear who you're going to
It's going down. We're going to switch gears a little bit right now. Talk about a little college basketball right now because, again,
okay.
I'm feeling myself. My Syracuse Orangemen holding it down, the number two spot. You know what I'm saying? And we right where we need to be at, Kia, Barry, and Shay. You still with me? Shay, right. you still in the room with me, fam?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, my dude. I appreciate you for hanging out, man. I want to holler at you. Your college basketball team, man. Where you at with it?
Man, I'm Indiana, but they ain't looking too good.
Uh-huh.
They ain't looking too good.
Yeah,
Michigan
State gave it to them the other night, didn't they?
Yeah. I like Michigan State, though, because of the boy, Gary Harris. I've been watching him play here since he was in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked Gary Harris. He got a lot of upside to him.
Okay, no doubt. Well, what's your opinion as far as your coach at Michigan State, he's always in the building, man. Sweet 16.
Hey.
You know what I mean? And he does what he does, and Michigan State is always there. What's your opinion about Keith Apley, that guard at Michigan State?
I like Apley this year, man. I didn't like Apley in his first couple years, but Apley got better and better.
Right.
He
done
got a lot better than me. He got a slim chance. He got a little chance of going to the league now. At first, I didn't ever think that, but now Apley puts in work.
Okay, that's what it is. I mean, and again, like we were saying, man, Tom Izzo, man, he gets the most out of his players, man. You know, and Michigan State has a pedigree. You know, he's at two words, Magic Johnson. Two more words, Greg Kelcer. You know what I mean? So Michigan State has that pedigree, and they right there in the building. But you know what, though? You know, shout out to Michigan State. They do their thing and all that. But my team is doing their thing, Syracuse Orangemen. And remember, we talked about it earlier when it gets down to that ACC play. I wasn't really hyped to charge off of Syracuse from the beginning of the season. I said it before. I said, wait till that 2-3 zone, you know, goes down the Tobacco Road. You know what I mean? And now I'm not even worried about Duke. Duke is like 16th. What happened to them?
No, they fell deep in the polls, didn't they?
You know, yeah, and they say that Jabari Parker, he had a bad week. He took a week off, but dang, yo. You know what I mean? Like, wow. I mean, they took a week off, and they fell down to 16th? You know, I was looking forward to, you know, seeing my 2-3 zone against Duke and all of that, you know. But I'm proud of my Syracuse Orangemen, man. You know, CJ Fair holding it down. My point guard, you know what I mean, doing his numbers. Tyler Ennis is really doing his numbers. He's like one of the top guards in the country. I wouldn't give him the top three, because I think there are three other guards in the country that might be a slight bit better than him. You know what I mean? I'm just being fair about it. But, you know, CJ Fair, my man Rakeem Christmas, we're doing our numbers at Syracuse, man. And again, I just think that the only worry I have, Shay, about my Syracuse Orangemen right now is that, you know, we win a lot of games. Then when we get to March, you know what I mean? We get to late February, we get to March, and I don't need that loss because that one loss is going to kill me, fam.
What's the dude's name on Syracuse that shoots the three? The white dude, what's his name that shoots the three?
Trevor Cooney.
Man, he shoots the lights
out. We always had three-point shooters, man.
Man.
We always had three-point shooters. We always
Every
had somebody that was,
let
a,
it
that
go,
was a dead sniper.
Yeah, he's a sniper. Every time he let it go, I think it's going in.
and shout out to my man Pearl Washington. It's his birthday today. Shout out to the homie, big homie Pearl Washington, Syracuse Orangemen represent. You know, I go back with my squad. Yeah, again, you know, we 14-0. We playing Virginia Tech tonight, another ACC game. I just like what I see out of my team. And again, once again, Coach Behan is doing his numbers with his team. And, you know, we're doing what we got to do. But again, like I said, I got to watch this towards the end of the season. because we don't need to be 28-29-0, Shay, you know what I'm saying? We get to the first round of the ACC tournament, we get blown or something like that. Get that loss out the way. Because I don't see us being an undefeated team. I just keep it real, Kia. You know what I mean? I love Syracuse. I love Syracuse to death. That's my squad. But I don't see us being an under. Let's get that loss out of our system. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to make it to the NCAA tournament. You know what I mean? Get to the Elite Eight and get beat by Creighton.
I haven't watched. I haven't watched a lot of this stuff with college football, and of course, NBA, and whatever. But I'm surprised. And you know, I was big on the Harrison twins. Oh my god! Nothing. I'm disappointed.
I mean, you know, again, you know what, Kia? We talked about it before about Calipari.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And again, the Harrison twins had a lot to live up to. Don't they have the other kid, Julius Randle? Don't they have him in Kentucky too? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I mean, I guess they're going through it. They're going through it. Everybody's going to go through it. You know what I mean? Your man Andrew Wiggins is going through it in Kansas. They just lost the other night.
Again.
You know what I mean? Right. I mean, so, you know, Kia's upset right now. She's upset at the Harrison twins.
Yeah, because I am. Especially when his name left to declare, you know, after he knowingly left to go in the NBA. And I'm like, okay, they're getting the Harrison twins.
Right. Calipari always recruit well. You know what I mean? It is. The proof is in the – look at Duke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at Kansas.
They slipped too.
You know what I mean? And to me, Shay and Barry and Kia and everybody out there listening, man, I appreciate you for checking in with the mayor on a Tuesday night. My biggest surprise of the season, because I've been watching college basketball from the door. Besides Syracuse being 14-0, the biggest surprise of the season for me is Villanova.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
And we beat Villanova already.
Season.
I was shook. I was shook going into that game last. I think it was Saturday. We played Villanova. Jay Wright got it going on out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No disrespect to Ohio State, who's 15-0, or Michigan State, or Wisconsin, who's undefeated, or Wichita State, who's undefeated. No disrespect to them.
Yeah.
You know
they
what I mean?
Good.
But Villanova, I didn't see that coming.
All right.
I did not see that coming.
Well,
Barry, anybody that you watch as far as college basketball is concerned?
No, I haven't been watching this year, to be honest, no.
Okay.
Louisville, though. I'm a Rick Pitino man.
Okay, yes. Yeah, your Louisville Cardinals doing their numbers. They let Shane Mahanning go. They cut the cord with that dude, man.
I know, man.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, they cut the cord with him like a week ago. You know what I'm saying? And Kevin Ware is out. He's done. You know, so I don't know about what happened to Louisville, man. Shane Behan in that situation is just something else, man. You know what I mean? You hate to see the you know, kids go through that, but it is what it is, man. They put it on themselves sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But again, man, you know, your teams that you usually think is going to be up there, look at, you know, like your Kansas Jayhawks, they 9-4. They don't even have 10 wins yet. I know Andrew Wiggins can't wait to get out of there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a shame. You know? That is just really a shame, man, how, you know, a lot of, you know, they put this hype on these dudes. Like, they was really expecting Kansas to win 29, 30 games. Okay? Because, Kia, we already know from past experience, Kansas is usually a first round out. Kansas is usually a first or second round out. So why would you put all this pressure on that kid, you know what I mean, and knowing that he has, first of all, knowing that he has other freshmen to deal with, the Jabari Parkers at Duke, the Harrison twins, the Julius Randle, okay, you know what I mean, so that's a lot of pressure, yo, and I guess, it's, you know what they say, B, pressure busts pipes, so it just is what it is, man. You know what I mean? And shout out to the homie Q Smart at Oklahoma State who decided that he was going to come back.
Right.
And I think that he made the right decision.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I'm saying? But let me put a question out there for my esteemed panel that's rocking with me, Kia. No doubt, first call of the year, call of last year in the building. My man Shay's rocking out with me, and Barry B is in the house.
Right.
In regards to you know, our little kid likes to talk about seats and seeds and who's going to get invited to what and this and that and the third. What are your you know, you have been watching, you know, like you said, you have been watching what happened to Georgetown. Because me and you were going at war last year about Georgetown.
Let me tell you, I cannot believe the season they are having.
Right.
The season they are having. You know, I'm still stunned about them getting off.
And your brother still like Georgetown?
Oh, they big time Hoyas. They always gonna be Hoyas fans. They like you, Sammy. They can care less. They big time Hoyas fans. But they cannot. Well, Florida Gulf beat them. I was like, Florida Gulf should beat Georgetown. But they are having a. You can't even talk.
Watching them against St. John's. I was like, wow, what is
they
this?
Look bad. They look bad. I had.
Georgetown,
you just bite your nails looking at them, like.
Okay, so the reason why I asked you that, kid, because I know you have me on Georgetown. You like them. It's January 7th, so like, you know, February 10th, February 11th. Do you see them having being able to even sniff an invite to the tournament?
They, you know what? The only way they get an invite if they get closer than that time that they didn't get that invite and they had to go to the NIT.
The NIT? Or what they said, Barry, the other tournament?
the
other tournament.
I used to go there when I was younger, the NIT.
they
That's a square garden.
You know what
I'm
saying? If
they don't do what they need to do, they're not going to get invited.
No doubt. You're listening to After Further Review, man, on GQ Palace Radio, man. You got the mayor in the house, man. Hype the charge. This is the first one, man, for 2014. We going to be in the building. You know how we do it. Got some surprises coming up, man, towards the end of this month and next month, man. Got a couple basketball games we're going to be at. We'll give you the information on those later on as we get down the line. Shout out to my man, Rich, who's doing his thing. Miss Lavina holding me down. I got to represent for my hockey people. So let me live for a hot second. They postponed the Carolina Hurricanes and the Buffalo Sabres game in Buffalo because of the snow. All right, who we got on the line right here? That's the bell. All right, T, hold on for 1 second. I'm going to get at you. You already know. Hold on. Welcome to the Digger Show and all that. Happy New Year. Let me get these hockey scores out the way, and I'm going to get at you. Let me get this hockey out the way, and I'm going to get at you, T. Islanders 4, Toronto Maple Leafs 2, third period, end of the second period, New Jersey Devils 1, Flyers nothing. Second period, San Jose Sharks trail Nashville Predators 2-1. Second period, Tampa Bay Lightning 1, Winnipeg Jets 1. First period, Calgary Flames and Phoenix Coyotes, no score. Later on games, we got St. Louis and Edmonton. You got the Pittsburgh Penguins and Vancouver Canucks. You got the Boston Bruins out in Anaheim, and you got the Minnesota Wild out in L.A. playing the Kings. Quick shout-out to the Olympic hockey team, you know what I mean? My goalies, I picked the goalies for the U.S. Olympic hockey team. My man Ryan Miller from the Buffalo Sabres, shout-out. My man Jonathan Quick from the L.A. Kings, shout-out. And my man that should have been on the Olympic team, but he wasn't, Ben Bishop. Shout out to him. He's like 6'8" and he plays goal. Picture that. We got T in the building, man. Philadelphia Eagles fan extraordinaire. She didn't call in the beginning of the show when we was talking football because she probably felt like we was too focused on what we was talking about and we was really going hard body karate on her. But she called at 9:17, you know what I mean? So it don't stop. We gonna go right back into the football. You know what I'm saying? Just for you. No,
wait
saying?
A minute, the mayor. Listen,
I want you to give your last will and testament.
Wait a minute,
the
mayor. You know I
Eagles.
Have other prior engagements that I have to do at
I bet you do got other prior engagements. You should have went to the store while they was getting butt
whooped. Yeah, I should have, but it was.
You should have went to the store.
It was too cold.
Hey, no doubt though. But see, y'all had a great. She said it was too cold. Y'all had a great season. Y'all had a great season, yo. No doubt. Yeah. Can't take nothing away from you, man. You know, I give you the floor. I'll let you speak on your team's season because y'all deserve it.
Ain't nothing to say.
Oh, she's crying. Oh, okay. All right. I can dig it. It happens.
I love you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You know what I'm saying?
We put up a fight, and, you know, like I was speaking with someone else, basically the experienced ones. You know, but I have to say Foles hung in there as much as he could. Yeah, I've also seen some things in there that he should have put Vic in there. We would have won.
I spoke to that. I was like, I wonder what Michael Vick is thinking right about now. Right. And no disrespect to Nick Foles. I mean, you can't really, you know, sneeze at 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. You can't really sneeze at that. He had a good season. But my thing is, Barry, T, yeah. Shea, and Kia, is Nick Foles going to be the Eagles quarterback for the next 7 years?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think next year, if he starts off for the whole season, we'll see.
Next year is going to tell it, Barry.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Next year is going to tell it, T and Kia and Shea, because you already know. Because I was discussing, the Eagles are going to have a first-place schedule next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So no disrespect to Nick Foles. He it wasn't like he was really a flash in the pan and he shocked anybody. But, T, I'm just letting you know right now from the door, as an experienced football fan, I know you watch football and stuff like that,
right.
But do not look for 27-2 next year. I'm sorry. I'm telling you from experience because Josh, I remember 1 year, Kia, Josh Freeman had 25-6, and I almost jumped out the window. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the rest is history. Now he's having headaches for the Vikings.
He's a third stringer now.
Yeah.
But that's like RG3. I mean.
RG3. Yeah.
They do
RG3.
Good for a year. And the
RG3 situation is a little different. I don't think RG3 is recovered from when he got hurt in that playoff game.
I still don't think he's right. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's like they was loving Michael Vick for
right.
For that,
that's right.
That,
you're right. That's right.
You
exactly.
Know,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, now they loving Nick Foles to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Now, if Nick Foles don't produce like he did this year, he's a wrap too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I take it back to the beginning of the season when they played the Redskins. They ran off those, like, 50 plays in the first half,
yep.
And everybody was
right.
Loving Chip Kelly's offense. And
yep.
Then it kind of, like, came back to earth, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And then, you know, everybody was, like, ready to get Chip Kelly out of town. They was ready to cut Michael Vick, this and that, and the third. They was going through the situation. They went from Foles to Vick. They went from Vick
exactly.
to Foles. And then they finally stuck with Nick Foles because they was, like, 7-1. He went out to Oakland, threw 7
True.
Touchdowns, you know what I'm saying? And then, he got the job on Smash. No disrespect to him. Shady McCoy, I would vote for him today for MVP.
Exactly.
That's
of
the
course.
Only person.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, that's what made the team. I know one man don't carry a team, but if it wasn't for Shady, we wouldn't have been where we are now.
And I tell you another guy that had a season that nobody
Cooper.
Probably thought that he was going to have for the Eagles.
Oh, Cooper.
Riley Cooper. Riley Cooper.
I knew it.
Riley Cooper. Riley Cooper made some catches. Riley Cooper scored some touchdowns. Riley Cooper made some catches. You know what I mean?
Those are some other things they looking at Vic about because, see, Vic wasn't even throwing to these guys.
Right.
You know, Riley Cooper was the last thing, I think, on Vic's mind.
Mm.
And look at when him and Foles are connected. As well as McCoy.
That's his man.
You know,
Riley
you
Cooper
wanted,
is
you
Nick
wanted
Foles
to,
man. Mm-hmm.
Dick
you
wanted
know?
To throw to Deshaun.
Right.
You know, all of his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it like that, but that's the way it was.
Yeah.
When Nick Foles came out there and started hooking up and connecting with Riley Cooper, it was a wrap.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but and Foles did spread the ball around. He go to Earth.
He really did.
You know what I mean? He go to Brent Celek.
You
know what I mean?
He spread it around.
Next year is going to really tell it, yo.
He gets the Lions
10-6
or whatever schedule they flew it.
Yeah. And that's how it usually goes. It goes the next year. I mean, you might sneak up on some people. You know what I mean? Then you get that first and second place schedule. You know what I mean? And then that's what it really shows.
That's what it shows up.
That's why I'm not worried about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We got Lovie Smith.
Yeah,
we got Jeff Tedford calling the plays from California. Okay? We got Leslie Frazier back where he's supposed to be, Barry and Shea, calling
right.
defense.
Right.
Okay? Leslie Frazier not cut out to be no head coach.
Right.
Let Leslie Frazier call my defense for my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let Jeff Tedford call my offense for my Tampa Bay Bucs. We got Lovie Smith in the building. You know what I'm saying?
I knew Lovie was going to get that job.
We got Lovie Smith in the building. The last time I heard, Shea, Kia, Barry, and T, Lovie Smith helped us get a ring.
Exactly.
Lovie Smith helped my Tampa Bay Buccaneers get a ring. So, I'm, you know, I can, and you know what, Kia? We're going to be in the building in Heinz Field.
Oh, please, you ain't coming behind the win.
The date hasn't been set yet.
You ain't coming
but
behind
we gotta,
the win that
and I hope it's on a Monday night.
You ain't coming behind the win that game.
No, the Steelers got robbed. We should be in. We should have been in the playoffs.
I'm surprised Slate didn't really start cursing about that one.
Oh, but yeah, that was a messed up move. I'm all cursed out. I'm totally cursed out. And the NFL got the nerve to apologize for not calling
after the fact, like that means something. It was a fumble.
It was a lot of stuff at the end, man.
I know you heard what Mike Tomlin said.
Right.
I know you heard what Mike Tomlin said.
Oh yeah, well, you
when
know
he said when he said he don't want to talk about it, he can't because he's something about he can only say those words in his basement.
Exactly
how you really feel. I am not mad at him. I'm not mad at Mike Tomlin.
Last 2 minutes, man, they got robbed bad, man.
We sat there and watched
Cincinnati beat the Ravens. We're like, okay, then we watch Jets come and beat Miami. So, you know, we should be like, and all of a sudden, I'm saying, watch this Chargers game. I'm going to say, I'm watching
exactly.
I'm watching this. And then you looked at me, I was here about, wait a minute, you got to keep the still going to get us in the 60? Oh, wait a minute. And all of a sudden, when he missed, I'm like, oh, hell no.
Right.
And they were
right.
Second and third stringers for Kansas City, too, man.
And they still,
and he did everything, you know. They're accountable, man.
And that's right, Shay.
You're right. You are absolutely right, my dude. Got to be held accountable, man. You know what
I'm
saying?
All I'm going to say is I'm not jumping no bandwagon. I am an Eagle fan. I'll be one until.
Okay, I hear you on that. You know what I mean?
I'm not giving up on them regardless of what happened, but I will bleed green.
I hear you. Hey, T.
Is Deshaun Jackson a one-trick pony for y'all?
if you don't give him that money, he's going to be a one-trick pony for somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't see him really being there. I mean, I hope he do, but I'll tell when we do what we got to do.
I heard that, no doubt.
He ain't running
you know,
the vertical.
Regardless, I wouldn't care if they didn't have Deshaun McCoy or whoever, I still bleed green.
And on that note,
we're going to close the book on the Philadelphia Eagles. And it was really kind of like bothering me that, you know, every time, you know, it was like, you know, the Eagles going to win this and that and the third. Then when he lost, you don't hear a peep out of him. But that's neither here nor there. It goes with the territory. You had a great season.
But I did good this year, Mayor. You know I'd normally shut down on you and be like, you know what, I ain't talking to nobody.
Yeah.
And that post that I put up, you was like, oh, sore loser. I said, no.
No doubt. You know what I mean? But, again, you know, it's always next year. We'll see you with that first-place schedule. I didn't want to give you no bad news or nothing, but I'm going to let you know who you got on your schedule next year. You got, besides your division games, right, you know, you play Dallas, the Giants, and the Redskins. You play the Rams at home. You play the Seahawks at home. You play the Panthers at home. You play the Jaguars at home, and you play the Titans at home.
Ooh.
You play the Cardinals on the road, the 49ers on the road, the Packers on the road, the Texans on the road, and the Colts on the road.
Jeez.
Good night. We'll talk to you later. We have some lovely party moves.
Do I need to get my black dress again?
You might have to get the black one, the green one that looks black.
That's a schedule right there. That's a schedule. Even the road game.
Why are you talking junk? I know you ain't talking no junk. Let's get it popping early. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we're going to go in there with Lovie Smith. The brothers is going down with the brothers. You know that, Kia, right?
You know what's going down with the brothers, right, Kia?
Lovie Smith, Mike Tomlin, we're going to have a bunch of ketchup. We're going to have some hamburgers. It's going down.
Come on, please. You know me.
You know they're going to have the Soul Brother handshake at the 50-yard line. Obama might be at the game. It's going down.
Hey, Barry,
I'm a lifelong Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, yo.
Check this out, not cutting you off, but Even Tony Dungy. I mean, that you know, John Gruden got the win, but that was Tony Dungy's team, man.
Yeah, that was Tony Dungy's team. And you know what? It was Tony Dungy's team. It was Tony Dungy's players. But John Gruden had his head still in the Oakland Raiders playbook.
That's right.
Every play that Rich Gannon threw, that was the whiplash interception.
Right.
The whiplash Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Every pass Rich Gannon threw got intercepted. Derrick Brooks had an interception.
Right.
Rondé Barber had an interception.
Yep.
Jackson had two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was like, you know, and we'll take that. I'll take it. That's one ring I got, Kia.
Right.
I can sit at the table. I got my seat at the table. Thank you, John Gruden.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rich Gannon. Thank you. That's my Buccaneers. But, Kia,
get
back to
Kia.
You. Because me and Kia are going to be at war because it's going down. You got your regular division games, right? You got Houston at home. You got the Colts at home. You got the Chiefs at home, you got the Saints at home, and you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. That's a loss. You might as well write that down already.
Well,
that's
you already know you ain't coming up there. You already know. And I called that.
You might as well write that down already. That's a loss. And when I next time I talk to Slate, I'm gonna tell him too. The next time I talk to Slate, I'm gonna tell him too. That's right. And then on the road, you got the regular division games on the road. Then you got Jacksonville on the road. You got Tennessee on the road. You got the Jets on the road. You got Atlanta on the road, and you got the Panthers on the road. That's your schedule for next year.
Wow.
Yeah, so you might as well mark that.
You go ahead,
loss
man.
I
would feel bad. You
that's
boy,
right. My
you
Tampa Bay
really
Buccaneers.
Want,
you need them, baby.
I don't need to mark down nothing. I don't need to mark down nothing. You are not
Tampa
coming.
Bay Buccaneers. We back.
I'm coming to Pittsburgh and win that
game. I'm just trying to give you an early heads up.
You ain't giving me no early heads up.
I'm giving you an early
heads
up. It's starting early. GQ Palace.
Yeah.
It's starting
early.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the building.
And he's doing a hard body karate.
That's right, hard body karate all day. But it is. So we having the ball, y'all. We back in the building, man. GQ Palace. After further review, we back in the building. We making it hard for them suckers, man. Word up, man. We back in the building. Hype to charge. The mayor is here, full steam, ready to go. Hard body karate. We got like a half hour left. You know what we do towards the end of the show, because we're going to save that. You know what I mean? We're going to do our picks and all of that. Anything anybody want to talk about? You know, we do a little potpourri before, you know, we get out of here.
Yeah,
hey, anything anybody want to talk about?
Yeah, could I say something, man?
Go ahead, my dude.
Hey, now, it was kind of harsh today what Stephen A. Smith said.
About Marvin Lewis.
I know you mentioned that, but you know
yes,
what?
Sir.
He has a point. I know he's a black head coach, but, I mean, he had, like, Chad Ochocinco. He had a lot of talent for a lot of years, man. And I know he's a brother and stuff. But not saying he was totally right, Stephen A. Smith, but he has a point.
He does have a point. You know,
he does have a point.
He's kind of
cold-hearted.
I'm at odds with Stephen A. about a couple of things, man. I'll just give you a quick little recap, man. I'm odds with him because how he switched in the middle of the game when game 7 last year in the NBA playoffs when the Bulls was playing the Nets. He was picking the Bulls, right? So
right.
Now all of a sudden the Bulls, I think Luol Deng or somebody was out, and then he changed his pick to the Nets.
Yeah.
And that's what the Bulls won in 7 games.
Right,
so I'm
right.
Like, Stephen, I'm like, what is this? Why are you switching? You can't change your game in the ninth inning, my dude.
Nah,
rock with
nah.
your pick. So nah. I just think that kind of Stephen, I respect Stephen A. That's,
yeah.
He's in a position I would kill for. You know what I mean? But I just
right.
think that, you know, on this one, I think that Marvin Lewis is kind of like the last of a dying breed. Okay,
that's true.
The Rooney Rule notwithstanding, Barry. Okay,
right,
I'm just
right.
saying that, you know, what you're gonna do? You're gonna fire Lovie Smith, okay? You're gonna fire this other guy. Then you're gonna turn around and hire Lovie Smith back. So what are you balancing the books?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and then you look at it like, look at Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
And he ain't got no worries about his job.
You know,
Marvin Lewis, and this is my thing about it, Barry. Marvin Lewis, okay, true. He came into the situation. They was a downtrodden team.
It was.
Okay?
They was horrible.
They was horrible, my dude. Okay, so he brought them back little by little. Okay, yeah, true. They had Chad Ochocinco. They had TJ Houshmandzadeh. You know what I mean? They blew their wad when my man broke his leg in the playoff game.
That's
when they had their best team.
Right, right.
Okay,
but they were talking about Lovie, and do you agree? Lovie is sold on Dalton being the future for the Bengals. Will the Bengals draft a quarterback in this draft?
You said Lovie or Lewis?
I mean Marvin.
Marvin Lewis.
Marvin,
yeah.
You know what?
He's
Marvin
so
Lewis. That's what he got to do. He got to stand up for Andy Dalton. But you looked at, you saw the same game I saw. Andy Dalton is a bum. Andy Dalton was playing towards garbage status.
And that's exactly what they're trying to get at with Marvin, because are the Bengals going to draft a quarterback in this draft?
If I was them, Shay, Kia, and T still on the line with me, hell yeah, I would. I'd draft a quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the question they're talking about with Marvin, because they say the Bengals going to get the two back-to-back trips to the playoffs, and they bust.
It's three. Remember we talked about it before. They went the last 2 years. They played in Houston, and they lost to the Texans the last 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And then this year they had a home playoff game. They won the division. What else do you want? It's not like Marvin Lewis is out there throwing the ball.
Right.
Marvin Lewis is not fumbling the ball, right, Giovanni Bernard? Marvin Lewis is not dropping the ball, right, AJ Green?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
right.
So I mean, and again, the defense, it wasn't on the defense. It was all on Andy Dalton. Dalton spit that game up.
Those picks was clearly bad picks.
Bad throws.
You know, so how do you go into a situation like that as a coach? You know what I'm saying? You could have the best player can have an off night. Then what you going to do, fire the coach?
Well,
you got to put some pressure on Andy Dalton. Draft a quarterback. Somebody's going to make him step his game up, or either that or get Andy Dalton out of here.
But then the other scenario is trade the draft pick for a already role, like I say, for a cousin. You see what I'm saying? For a cousin type. That's the other argument they were talking about. But they said if Marvin Lewis does not cure that thing with Dalton, the Bengals would not be going nowhere.
Well, I mean, you know, that's like really, 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 you know, it's the simplest way to look at it. If you're going to trade your pick or whatever for an established quarterback, it's going to have to be somebody other than Kirk Cousins. Because Kirk Cousins ain't going nowhere.
I got you.
But who else would you get?
I'm just saying, Michael Vick. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They were saying they need to do something now, because there's no way you get to this time to go back to a playoff again and you come away empty-headed. You're not getting back now.
Not at home.
Because
not at home,
Kia.
Not at home.
You're not getting back.
Against the sixth seed.
Say that.
Against the sixth seed at home.
I don't care about the weather.
I don't care about if it was snowing, raining, hailing, freezing. I don't care what it was doing. You're not supposed to be doing that. Okay,
yeah.
So whatever the Bengals do, and you know, I gotta wish Marvin Lewis the best. I think the Browns, you know what I'm saying, that as an organization, they always kind of like give him the benefit of the doubt. He's been there 11 years. Okay,
right.
they haven't sniffed the playoffs before he got there. Okay, so now that they've been in the playoffs 3 years ago in a row, I think he deserves one more year at the benefit of the doubt.
I don't think the Bengals are not. That the Bengals are going to
fire
him or anything.
But the question was,
does Marvin Lewis stay with Dalton and not realize you are going out getting another quarterback?
Do you give Andy Dalton the benefit of the doubt? Do you give him the benefit of the doubt?
Oh, I don't give him the benefit of the doubt, because, like I said, Dalton is not all that.
Right. Barry.
But you heard in the beginning how everybody had Dalton. You have people saying Dalton is better than Ben.
Whoever said that needs to be smacked with a brick. That's why I can't have conversations with some people about sports, because they have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
When they sit here and say Ben is not, you know what, Queen.
Ben got rings. Ben's spot is already there. Ben got his spot.
You can't knock
Ben out of his spot.
The Steelers didn't have no running game this year.
The running game came into the fifth game, because our running game, because Le'Veon Bell is the real deal.
Yeah, that is the real deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He will be the real deal.
I never saw nobody as a running back for the Steelers make like moves and show speed like Le'Veon Bell. I mean, you had Jerome Bettis. Jerome Bettis was more like a power back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Franco Harris was more of a power back than a speed back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now you got some speed back there. Some real speed.
Those
you know
four
what I mean?
Games, but he didn't play. Four games he missed. You know, come on, we get ready for next.
Well,
season.
you better hope he don't miss the game against Tampa Bay. That's all I'm.
Oh, he won't miss the game against Tampa Bay.
That's all I'm
gonna
say.
That game.
My bucket is
gonna
come into Heinz Field. The brothers gonna do the handshake at midfield, and it's gonna be on and popping.
Please, and you
I'm
gonna
talking,
y'all
firing shots early.
Y'all gonna see yourself flat on the field.
I'm firing shots early, yo.
On that bus going back to Tampa. Yeah,
I hear you, no doubt. Hey Barry,
come on.
Hey, see Shay, real quick, Shay. Your top four college football teams this season, my dude. How the season ended? Your top four.
Florida State, Auburn. Who just beat Ohio State?
Clemson.
I'll take Michigan State, then I'll take Clemson.
Okay. Kia, your top four.
Well, I'm going to say Buckeyes, even though, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Buckeyes, Auburn.
Uh-huh.
Oklahoma. I'm putting Oklahoma in because they
got
they,
you.
Oklahoma. Up to Auburn, Ohio State. And, I'll say Clemson, even though they did beat
Clemson.
Todd Boyd did a ooh, he had a good game.
Got you. Barry, your top four, my dude.
Florida State, Auburn, Alabama, and Ohio State.
Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like them, but they are road tied. I don't.
Oh,
like
you heard
them.
Me? You heard? That was my inner monologue. I'm sorry, you wasn't supposed to hear that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Instead of
my inner monologue,
it is what it is.
My top four, number four. Wow. Number four, I'm right there with you, my dude. I picked Oklahoma, my number four team, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I got Missouri.
Wow.
That was a classic that they played against Oklahoma
State.
Yeah,
the
they did. That
okay.
Was a game.
That's Missouri's my number three squad. My number two is Michigan State. I liked how they played. I liked how they played in the Rose Bowl, and they really, really shut Stanford down. And my number one team, against, of course, is the national champions, Florida State Seminoles. Not taking nothing away from them. They deserved it. They did what they had to do. we rock out, man. I don't know, you know, what you've been told or whatever. We took a couple of weeks off, but we back stronger than ever, hyped and charged. The mayor is in the building. We ready to put in another year of hard work, man, on the sports tip, man. We hope that you've been entertained, man. You get to learn something, and hope it entices you to call in, man. The number is 646-200-3838. Press 1. They say that the lines is lit up like Christmas trees on the 4th of July at a barbecue. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just reach that number one, man, and holler at the mayor. Let's get it on and popping because you already know we know what we're talking about. And we already know that the lines is lit up. So we see you. You know what I'm saying? So come on through. Talk sports like we talk sports because it goes down over here and after further review, man. Again, shout out to my callers, man, for the evening, Kia. You know what I mean? The first one for 2014, the caller of the year. You got a speech that you want to make, man, that you was the caller of the year for 2013. You get a chance to make your speech.
You know, this is my passion. This is in books. You know,
that's what it is. That's what it is. I hear you. That's what it is. So, because, you know, we figured you have a lot to say. You know what I mean? And you might want to give a speech and, you know what I mean, talk about, you know, whatever.
You know me. You know I love listening to people talk sports. Especially
that's what
that
it is.
You know how I am, especially baseball. You know I love to see you talk baseball.
Yeah, it's getting ready to go down on the baseball tip.
Yeah, come
real
on.
Quick.
I'm all about sports.
Real quick. What about your Lakers? We didn't get a chance to talk no NBA, but look, what about your Lakers real quick?
Well, you know I'm all Lakers. I'm
all. What do you think
Lakers.
About Kobe?
What
do you think about Kobe possibly you know being voted into the All-Star game?
Yeah, but I heard that he said that you know he would rather for some other player. But you know I already voted for him like 10 times.
I know you did. Yes,
voting.
Yes.
You know, come
yes.
on. Come
hey,
on.
Can you applaud that? Can you applaud that?
Come on.
Kia voted for Kobe Bryant for 10 times to the All-Star
come
game,
on.
Even though he's
come
not going to play. Both, yeah,
come
applaud
on.
That.
Come
okay,
on.
There you go.
Come
all right. But yeah, so I mean. You know, Kobe, you know, again, you know, is the All-Star game a popularity contest? You know,
oh,
you want to
yeah.
vote Kobe in
yeah.
and,
yeah.
and things of that nature, whatever. You see how they did Andrew Bynum? Andrew Bynum
oh,
gets
just,
what he deserves.
He got traded to the
Chicago Bulls from Cleveland for Luol Deng. And you know what it was, Barry and Shay, they had to get rid of him by 5 o'clock.
Right.
And they his money would have went on the books for this year. They turned around and hurry up and got rid of him, didn't they?
Yeah, he's a bum.
he didn't take no team picture, no uniform picture, nothing.
He's a bum.
I heard Lou Adang turned down $30 million?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But you know what though? The Cleveland Cavaliers, they building something.
Yeah.
Because Dang is a nice two-way player. He plays the offense, he'll score you some points, and he'll play some D. What about that first round pick?
You remember that first round pick that you, Anthony Bennett.
Anthony Bennett. But hopefully that might get Kyrie Irving to think about staying. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to talk about that. Everybody's getting a little hyped and charged about the Knicks. And I said that I wouldn't talk about the Knicks until the Knicks, you know, either got into the eighth spot or they got to 500. They're 11-22 right now, and they're nowhere near. Well, they're actually 2.5 games out of the eighth spot. So I'm not really impressed. We went down to Texas, we beat San Antonio, we beat Dallas, we had a nice game against the Houston Rockets. You know what I mean? And this is what we're supposed to do.
Right.
So don't beat me in the head about, oh, the Knicks is back, and the Knicks is gonna do that, the Knicks is gonna do that. Be quiet. Hold your corner, all right? Because as soon as the Knicks lose 4 or 5 in a row, you're going to be back to that sad sack story again.
But this is the same team that won 54 games last season.
They're not going to win 34 games this year
This is the same team that won 54 games last season.
You know what I'm saying? And you already know what it is with me, Kia. I'm under the impression that Carmelo doesn't want to be here. So if you don't want to be here, I'm not even going to try to really acknowledge you.
It's not all on Melo. This is not all on Melo.
That's not what I said. Carmelo said he doesn't want to be here. If you don't want to be here, I don't want you here.
Did he say that verbally?
He got out of his mouth? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean, out of his mouth?
Yeah.
I'm answering your question to the affirmative. Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
He's like, don't get it twisted here. It's his job. That's his priority. That's his alternative, his prerogative to test the free agent waters. You know, I understand that. I get it. I get that. But don't beat me in the head about I'm from Red Hook and I'm from this and I'm that. I'm home. I want to play for the Knicks. And then talk about you got 1 foot out the door. That's the part that you lose me, son. You lose me. You know what I mean? Ride this out. Okay? But it is what it is. You know what I mean? We're 11-22. I say we because I'm a Knicks fan all day. You know what I mean? But I'm not happy with the way that things are going right now. You know what I mean? The East is watered down so bad. Look at the Toronto. The fourth spot in the East, the Toronto Raptors holding it down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I won't believe that until I see them deep down in March.
Well, if you go,
I'll wait till March.
Okay, I understand that. I hear you. But you know what though? My thing on that is that they're taking advantage of the situation. You're right.
Of course.
They might not even be around in March.
Of course.
How watered down the East is though, Kia. That's all I'm saying. Look how watered down it is. They might sneak in there. That's why I had them at eighth. And you was like inviting me to the psychiatrist's office and giving me cards to the
AC.
Getting me size for straight jackets and all that. But it's all good. It's all good.
Even though they got rid of Rudy Gay and all of that.
It's all good. You know what I mean? And to my thing, that's even worse on the Knicks part. Can you understand? Look at Toronto. You know what I mean? Look at the Raptors. And then you go down to the West. The Western Conference is crazy. You know, I think the Clippers are going to be affected because Chris Paul is going to be out for a few weeks with a separated shoulder, you know. They're not even
going to win nothing. And that's why if they don't win after this season, that whole team is going to be split.
The Clippers?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
If they don't win again this season, then what's going to happen?
What are your definition of win again? What do you mean? The division or like to go to the Western Conference Finals or something?
Go deep into the playoffs. You got to go deep into the playoffs. They have not gone deep into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I got
before
you.
Before you talk about the Lakers, the form is your no. You would
that's
never
why,
have
that's,
claim to the
Barry,
form.
That's why she mad. That's why
you would never have claim to the form. You would never
right.
be. You,
that's the Lakers
banner,
there,
that
Barry.
One banner that y'all got to carry around with you because y'all can't hang that up in the form. You can't even match those banners.
That's the Lakers fan of her, Barry. Understand that. That's the Lakers fan.
I believe it. 365.
There we go. All right. Shout out to the Lakers, no doubt. Shout out to the Lakers. And Shay, so what's your opinion on the basketball season so far, man? Did you vote for Kobe Bryant too in the All-Star game?
Hey, okay, let me finish up the show. I'll see you tomorrow between 12 and 1. Okay.
Shay's gone.
What'd you say?
I was asking, did you vote for Kobe Bryant too to make the All-Star game?
Watch yourself, Jay. If he would have been playing, he's no doubt a all-star, but he ain't lobbed in number 16.
Kia, you see how Shay dodged the question? Barry, did you see that? Did you see how Shay dodged the question? I asked Shay clearly, did you vote for Kobe Bryant to go to All-Star game? Oh, well, Kobe Bryant is if he was hurt. I like that, Shay. I like that. That was nice. I like that. That's my man right there. Shay is in the building.
Watch yourself, Shay. I'm a little unbiased when it comes to Kobe.
I already know, Kia.
I don't play with my Lakers and Kobe.
Are the Lakers making the playoffs?
Yes, they're making the playoffs. What do you mean, are they making the playoffs? Yes, they're making the playoffs.
No way.
I have the Lakers going to play every year.
All right. Okay.
No way. No
like,
playoffs.
Like I really thought she was going to say no, right? You know what I'm saying?
I know, man.
I know. Don't ever ask me
like,
if the Lakers are going to make the playoffs.
Shay, like Kia was going to be like, well, you know, it depends on the schedule, and if,
right.
you know, Paul Gasol can get his head right, and she was like, yes. Unequivocally, no question, no doubt about it.
Yes, I always
okay.
say yes. I always
right.
say, you know I always say yes.
Oh, now she would say yes. She had a choice. So it is what it is with Shay. How's your basketball team looking, my dude?
We doing what we supposed to do. We just chilling. No, we don't.
Wait a minute. Who is Shay's basketball team?
Don't you dare be disrespectful like that, kid.
Who is Shay's basketball team? I don't know this. Please tell me who your basketball team is.
The defending back-to-back world champion.
I didn't even want to say nothing. Barry, I'm sorry, my dude. I didn't want to say nothing. I was going to let him say it himself. Put it out there.
I don't got to say their name. That's all I got to say, man. You know my stance on them bums.
Look at this.
You see us hold up that third gold trophy.
They won't be holding up nothing. They will not even go back for a third.
Kia, who go win the championship this year? The Lakers?
I don't know. It won't be the Heat. I'm already going to make me pull out my puffer.
In the famous words of Kia, in Miami, he could care less about what anybody think about
I heard
him.
That, my dude. That deserves a round of applause. I ain't mad at you.
I'm going to get that patent.
She's going to get a t-shirt with that. It just doesn't matter.
That's my word. She's been watching
Meatballs too long. It just doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It's going down, man. We here at Hard Body Karate doing our thing, man. The first show for 2014. I hope you're having fun with us, man. We rocking out, man. We doing what we do, man.
Who is Barry's team?
Hey, Barry, who's your basketball team, fam?
The Heat.
Good man, there you go. I'm a Knicks, I'm the old school,
and we had one good year last year, but I was in Florida for like 5 years. I just came back 2 years ago, so I'm a Heat fan.
Okay.
Good man.
Between the Knicks and the Heat, I'm going to go for the Knicks. But
okay,
I'm
so Barry, let me ask you a question. How is that ride in the back of that bandwagon? is the ride bumpy?
It's like I'm a giant in a steel fan. Okay. I'm a giant in a steel
you,
fan.
Man. It's after further review. Welcome to the show, my dude. It goes down. But again, how is that ride in that bandwagon?
He don't know.
No,
he don't know that ride.
I'm a giant fan. I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm a Heat and Knicks fan, man.
Okay, I got you, my dude. We just having some fun, man. We rock out, man. Hey, yo, listen, we at the part of the show, man. It goes down, man. We go into divisional weekend, man. We jumping back into the NFL right quick. I got Key in the building with me, no doubt. I got my man Shay rocking with me. I got Barry, the wet behind the ears, brand new Miami Heat fan in the house. shout out to Barry. T, you still rocking with us? All right, T had to go put some clothes in the dryer. It's all good. Building. So we in the building, man. The first game.
Game
set. Is that T? Hey, T, did you forget the dryer sheet? Get the dryer sheet in. I know you peeped that. Every time I say something about somebody, it always pop back up. With they good listening behind. That's what it is, man. We rocking out.
I still love you.
I love you too, baby. We in the building. Hard body karate. We do what we do. The first game, Saturday, 4:30. We got the New Orleans Saints and the Seattle Seahawks. Ladies first. Kia, who you got?
Well, I'm going with Cam Newton.
Got Cam. Hold on. That's later. Wait a minute. Hold on. You messed it up.
We're
going to do this all over again. Take two. We got the New Orleans Saints against the Seattle Seahawks. Who you got?
I'm going with Breeze. I'm going with the Saints.
Got you. T, who you got?
Seahawks.
Got you. Barry, what it look like?
Seahawks, brother.
Got you. Shay, what's up, my dude?
I'm going with New Orleans.
Got you. Wow. You forced me to make a pick. This is going to be a good game. I think I'm going to take Seattle. With this one because they got a lot to prove. New Orleans had a good season, and I think the buck stops here. Remember, hey, Shay, Barry, remember that run that Marshawn Lynch made against the Saints in the playoffs? The last time they played him in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Beast mode. That was the introduction of beast mode to the world. So I'm going to rock out with Seattle on this one. The second game is the Indianapolis Colts against the Patriots. That's Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Kia, who you got?
I'm going with Brady and company.
Got you.
Ain't gonna lose this one up in Foxborough.
T, what's good?
Patriots.
Got you. Shay, do I need to ask, man?
No, you don't, sir.
All right, there it is. Shay got the Patriots in the building. Barry, what it look like, my dude?
I'm riding with the Colts, man.
Got you.
Ooh.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on, Barry. I thought you were the winner a few minutes ago, man.
Exactly. They lost Seattle Strikes, man. They only got too many injuries. They can't, if they win that's good, man. That's good.
Listen to this. Hey, Shay, listen to this. You know I picked the Colts to go to the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
That 28-point comeback against Kansas City Chiefs notwithstanding, right?
Right.
I don't think that the Patriots team is the same team in years past. So, you know what? I think Andrew Luck will go in there and do something. So, I'm going to rock out with the Colts on this one.
Yep.
That's my Super Bowl pick. Like Barry said earlier, the Patriots dealing with some things right now. And I'm thinking that Andrew Luck might pull another one off this time on the road in the big spot against the Patriots. Sunday, 1 o'clock, we got the San Francisco 49ers and the Carolina Panthers. Okay, Kia, you can let us know your pick for this game now.
Well, you know I'm going with Cam.
All right, there
Cam.
You go. All right. T, who you got?
Panthers all the way. Panthers.
Got you. Barry, what it look like?
Going with the Panthers, man. I'm pulling for the Panthers.
All right. Shay, what's good, my dude?
Give me Cam.
Got you. 49ers. Lot to prove. Are the 49ers done? Is it where the NFC Championship, you know, reign stops? Are the Carolina Panthers for real? We're going to see what it is. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers. For some reason, I just like the way that Colin Kaepernick is doing his thing. It's going to be a good game. And Carolina, if they're for real, they're going to win it by a blowout. If it's close, I think the Niners are going to pull it out at the end. The last game on Sunday, 4:30, you got the San Diego Chargers and the Denver Broncos. Real quick, Kia, who you got?
Broncos.
Got you. T, who you got?
Who is it?
San Diego and Denver.
Denver.
Got you. Shay, what do it look like, fam?
San Diego.
Got you. Barry, what's good?
Denver, man. Denver.
Got you. And I'm going to rock out with the Denver Broncos, too, man, because I think that they have a point to prove, and they're not going to lose another game at home in the playoffs. Listen, real quick, like 30 seconds, man, if you got something to say before we get out of here for the week, because we got like 2 minutes left. Kia, what's good?
Nothing. I'm just ready for some college basketball now and my Lakers.
That's what it is. Happy New Year.
I'll worry about my schools later. Happy
That's
New
what
Year.
It is. Happy New Year. T, what's good before we get out of here?
Happy New Year. May the best fan win.
All right. Thank you. Happy New Year. Barry, what's good, man, before we get out of here real quick?
Yeah, I'm glad T introduced me to this show, man. I can see the New Year's going to bring a lot of fun, man. And I enjoy debating with you, but it's going to be a good year, man. I'm going to have some fun with this.
Thank you for calling, fam. Appreciate you, for real. Shay, what's good, man, before we get out of here, my dude?
Patriots, let's go, Brady, on your way to your fourth ring. Start Saturday night at 8:15.
Let's get it popping. Listen, we got like 40 seconds left. I want to thank everybody, man, for rocking out with me tonight. Kia, Shay, T, you know what it is. My man Barry, my man Slate, for checking in. Everybody, man, that's listening out there, man, you know what it is. Hard Body Karate, we back in the building, man, doing what we do. Tuesday Night Vibe, After Further Review. I do it every day, man. Check me out. GQ Palace, thank you for holding me down. All the other hosts, you know what it is. It goes down every week. You know how we do it. War Room Sports was good. Every other sports room group, they do what we do, but they don't do it like we do it. After Further Review in the building, I'll see y'all next week, man. The mayor, I'm out. Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Hey, y'all, this is Half Pipe. And after Further Review, I'm checking out the mayor on GQ Palace Radio.
It's butter, baby.
I like to work more on my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living? It's real be tough. And when I ask all my gang the real question, how is that? What do you do? When that you
clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take
we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back,
take
we gon' clap back. We gon' clap back, 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 we gon' clap back.
When they hollin' about rules, here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I'll send it up to the greatest and tell him I'm nice too. Plus push some nice goals to ink roll like dudes, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slingin' soccer fields, yeah. You respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Yeah, I don't want that. I send them to the mall, I keep it my bouncing for sure. In the club with no gun, got him taking it off.
Can't help that.
I'm that that puts it down once I hit that. Send them up in the mind, asking them home in the throwback. West, 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes with these F-State plays. What's the procedure with a gun in your face when you got one in your waist? Let's cop back. Hey, I'm coming.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take
it to one. We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to one.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take
it to one. We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Who's be in the club? Room up, pop in the bubbly, get ugly. I hug the snuff closely, but usually we used to see you bouncing on the freak, trying to ride my. As long as they manage to get they in front of my dick and dance, it's big for more chance. I'm catching hate from a glance, but I'm a giant. This man ends, I'm stopping my way to chance. The backhand, it's not realistic. The game is half, it's not getting twisted. I'm young, black, and gifted, but still at the bottom. It's stuck somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap hotter than Harlem. The dog beware of rules, cause I'm the problem. It's a procedure with a gun in your face. When you got one in your waist, just cop back.
Come on, we clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to
one. Clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to one.
Clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to one.
Clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to one. Like Bush is a dumb, I'ma find out what M lies is hotter than bomb. First, it could be much worse. I could be hotter than your scrubs. Mask and gloves, gun hot to burn that up. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch.
Christian, but y'all got the freakiest that are on a religion. And God gave me this blessing to handle my business on these righteous snitches. Let the Nina blow kisses. If she somehow misses, he gon' meet the mistress and clap that boy like Birdman Eclipse. It's all over my dick like I'm the star of these shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with a gun in your face when you got one in your face? It's cocked back, you know. Out the face, come on.
Clap back, we gon' clap back. We gon' 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 clap back, we gon' clap back.
Come on, yeah. That's how we do it, you know what I mean? Buck 89, what's up, baby?
Break it down, break it down.
In the house. It's not a game.
Queens
no more.
In this mother,
you know. On my Jersey, on my Boston, on my Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, son, what up?